have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Monday. I hope you had an amazing weekend. An amazing weekend. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. No new biblical question right now. To be determined. We did speak about, we dealt with last week's biblical question, why do you pay attention to yourself? And you can check out the fellowship at rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/church. It was interesting, very, very interesting. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you're busy and you're not able to just sit and watch it live. You can podcast, but you can listen to the show live no matter where you are, what you're doing. We are heard around the world by everybody. And they, mama, if you're black, and everybody and their mama, if you're white. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. So if you're running around doing whatever you're doing, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, anywhere, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk and Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So I just realized that the fight with Tyson and that other guy happened over the weekend, and my experts and I had all said who we thought would win. So I need to get them in here to see what happened and how they're feeling about losing. How they feel about losing. But in the meantime, it is Monday. It's Monday. And then for the new listener that might not know, Mondays we take the ladies' calls as they're coming in. Because every Monday, and we take all calls, but every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Amazing. They want to be at home with those babies. But they've been lied to. So my experts are here. Hake over the over yonder with the shirt that says, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Brand new on our merch store at rebuildingaman.com/store. I love it.
Thank you.
It's a nice shirt.
It's cool.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And so Hake is an expert here, and he is the host of the Hake Report Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And next to him is Joel Friday TV. He black, the host of Joel Friday TV and an expert here as well, Monday through Thursdays at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And way over there, the American Anchor Baby, the host of the American Anchor Baby, Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Pacific time, and an expert here on the Destiny Pusey Show as well. So my experts are here, and I just want to do a quick thing.
Morning.
About pneumonia.
Morning. Hey.
About Tyson. Some of you know that over the weekend, Tyson had a fight. He had fight on Friday night, I believe. Here is the soundbite from Mike Tyson's training footage. Watch this.
Dang.
Nice, Mike. Mike. Tough.
You go, Mike.
What the? And so some are wondering, what's the fight for a paycheck? According to Fortune, neither Tyson nor a fighter promoter have disclosed what his paycheck would be, though some industry experts have put in around $20 million. Amazing. And here's what the other guy had to say, Jake Paul. Jake Paul says he didn't want to hurt someone that he didn't need to be, that didn't need to be hurt. Watch this from BBC News.
I wanted to give the fans a show, but I didn't want to hurt someone that didn't need to be hurt.
Did you feel Mike's power at all?
No.
He hit you with one, and you gave him the tongue.
I only because the crowd like got turned up, but it didn't actually hurt. You know, I tried to give the fight the best fight I possibly could, but when someone's just surviving in the ring, basically, it's hard to make it exciting. There was a point where, you know, I was just like, okay, he's not really engaging back. And so I don't know if he's tired or whatever, and I could just tell, you know, his age was showing a little bit, and I just have so much respect for him. And that, like, violence war thing between us, like, after he slapped me, I wanted to, you know, be aggressive and take him down and knock him out and all that stuff, but that kind of went away as the rounds went on.
Amazing. So in the way that this guy is speaking, am I to assume that he won?
Jake Paul?
Yeah.
Everything he said right there is absolutely true. And I got that same thing before I even heard him say this when I was watching him in the ring against Tyson. He was taking it easy on him because Tyson looked old. Tyson looked like a tree without root, like he was about to fall over at any point. And it did look like he was just trying to be nice to him. And that Tyson wasn't doing what he did with that training, that's for sure.
No, and that training, that was only a couple, that's not even a second. And he's already in range in all those clips. Mike Tyson's whole style is like in and out like that. Yeah. He's already in here. His whole problem with that fighting Jake Paul was even being able to get in. It was just impossible for him. He was like still most of the matches.
But the trainer, when you fight with the trainer don't fight back.
Right.
He does a little bit of swing for him to duck under.
But you know you're
about. I know, but he's just playing.
Duck.
Yeah. You're not gonna really hit Mike. What do you think? Who won?
Jake Paul.
And
that's an upstanding young man there.
Who?
Jake Paul.
Meaning what? That he
classy,
was still standing up at the end.
Honest.
No, just a class act.
Meaning that he was still standing up.
No, he's more than just standing up. Standing up morally.
What?
Morally.
What do you mean by that?
Morally straight man. I like it.
And what did you like about it?
That he didn't hurt our friend Mike.
Oh.
Yeah.
But he won.
Yep.
How many rounds did they go?
Eight. I don't know.
Short,
I didn't watch
eight
it.
Real short eight. Rounds though. They were like 2 minutes each or something like that.
Really?
Yeah.
And nobody out.
No, but Jake could have, but you could tell right from the very beginning he was holding back.
So nobody
really
got knocked down at all.
No.
What?
Nobody lost their balance and fell.
But Mike almost did a bunch of times. That's what I'm telling you. Mike did not look good at
that
all.
That's an interesting description. A tree without root, just like he's
ready to go at any point. That's how it felt like to me.
What did you who did you say were gonna win?
I did this safe bet that Jake Paul was gonna win. Younger, athletic, and all that. I don't know if anyone expected that about Mike Tyson though. How, because you could see it from round one, the first moment that bell rang, you could see that he couldn't move around. Correct, he couldn't move around right.
Oh, yeah. And who did you say were gonna win, Joe?
I knew it was gonna be Jake, but of course I wanted Tyson to be tough in there, but I knew it was going to be Jake.
Really?
Yeah.
And who did you say would win?
I knew that it was going to be Jake Paul.
And you said that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, I called it.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm
forcefully.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. It was like Trump versus Biden.
I said that Trump versus Biden.
You know, Biden's all old and tired.
I said that Mike was going to knock him down with one big old fist hit.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. And that didn't happen?
Old. It made it
hype for sure.
You said because he's older and stronger.
Right. And his hand is bigger than that guy. Right?
Right.
Mike didn't want to hurt him.
He went easy on the kid.
Did the guy hurt Mike?
No, he's purposely held back on purpose. You could tell. Everything he said in that video is absolutely honest.
Did you see it that way too? What he said in the video was honest. You didn't really want to hurt Mike.
I could tell. Yep, that's right. I didn't watch the fight, but I can visualize it.
You didn't watch the fight.
Did you? You didn't watch the fight.
I don't like violence.
You don't like violence? What a beta.
Alpha.
Did you think that he was going to hurt Mike?
Jake Paul, I really didn't know. I thought maybe he could have hurt him, but it ended up fine. It ended up fine, really.
And so was Mike fighting just for the money? Didn't
well,
really
it
care
ended
if he
funny.
Won or not.
It ended in a funny way, I thought. It ended when it ended, there was still seconds left on the clock, and Jake Paul bows, just kind of like a more, just like a graceful thing.
He did what?
He like bows. There's still a couple seconds left, but you know, there's really no fight happening at this point. So he just like bows to Mike Tyson, and if people cheer, and it ends. And he starts saying into the mic, I love his family. I know his family. I know everybody. And they're all like really, really friendly when they were like wishing death on each other just the day before. So I'm wondering, this is all way more friendly than I thought.
This is what Jake Paul was saying about Mike Tyson's family?
Right after the fight, ended.
Beautiful.
I'm thinking maybe Mike was, it's a little bit of give and take. He's there's a payout, but he's also giving back to boxing in a way that you're saying this is a young guy who's great at what he's doing.
So Mike let him get away with it so he could be the next.
There was no get away with nothing. Mike was not there. He was old looking and everything. And I just felt like Jake felt real bad for Mike. In the whole fight, he just felt bad for him, so he did the bow thing because he was like, "Man, this guy is not looking good." Like
was
it was a sad thing.
It was very evident from the get-go.
Mike been sick before recently, too, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he wasn't healed yet.
Yeah, I think in April he had something crazy.
Right, that's why the fight was put off.
But I think mentally he's just not in – not that he's in a bad shape, but mentally he's also was like – he was real, like, low energy and turned off from the whole thing. Like, because they were asking him, like, what does it mean about legacy and all that stuff?
Right.
And even there, he was like, oh, I don't really care about legacy. It's not, like, a big deal.
He's like, I'm going to be dead. Why right, right. about legacy?
He's been talking like that for a while, though.
Right.
He's
right.
been talking like that for a while. That reporter, that was, like, for, what, 2008, when they were asking about a belt. The belts, it's garbage. It's garbage. All these belts, it's garbage.
I just think that, like, he turned off, I think he took it too far by turning off his entertainment, Mike. Yeah, and just trying to be too serious. And I don't think that he's, like, it's from bad intent, but he's just, like, so, like, too mellow. Like, you turn it on a little bit for the cameras and entertainment and have a smile, but he was just being, like, real, like, yeah, I'm just happy that my kid saw me and...
Oh, that's how you said it afterward?
Yeah, it was just, like, real
he
boring.
He was glad that his kid saw him get beat up.
Right.
I just wonder what he really thought. I wonder what the legs, the whole legs question, if he really had legs, but at that day his knee was off, he had a brace on that day.
Whoa.
I just wonder what he really thought,
Oh, he had a brace on the day of the fight?
He said that in his training, they asked him, did you hurt your knee in training? He's like, yeah, but... I'm not out here to complain. I'm here to just fight.
Well,
Did he wear the knee brace in the fight?
Well, that's why
he did. He wore it during the fight. And so that's the question of the whole legs. Like, because I don't think anyone expected that. But I wonder if Mike knew or, like, I just wonder what he was really thinking.
Well, no wonder. That's why he didn't win. The knee hurt.
It was just a knee.
It was an injury.
It's hard to lift weight when your knees hurt.
Right.
You can't do leg day as well.
Maybe, but.
Plus, he's 58 and he has low T.
You could be seven. You could be.
What's he?
Testosterone.
Oh, he does?
I mean, if generally people who are older have lower T than lower testosterone than the younger men.
Right. Chancellor, first time a caller, want to comment on the Mike Tyson fight. Chancellor, first time a call out of Florida. Welcome to the show.
How you doing, Jesse?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Jesse, you don't remember I called a couple of years ago?
A couple of years ago. What?
No. I remember you.
Yeah, sort of.
Well, I'm glad you call again, man.
Yeah. So what I want to say about this Jake Paul is that Jake Paul is not a real boxer. He hasn't fought enough challenges or enough experienced fighters to go around here calling that he's a real fighter. He lost to this guy, this British guy whose brother is used to be a famous, like, undisputed champion, Tommy Fury, and his brother is Tyson Fury, and Jake Paul lost to Tommy Fury over in Saudi Arabia by a split decision. So this guy's all hype. People just trying to boost him up there and all of that. Go look it up, and you'll see that he lost to Tommy Fury. That's on his record. So, I mean, Mike, been fought like that, how he's fighting, because that peekaboo stance and shell that he has himself into, and he been fighting like that for a long, long time. It just all what happened was he got older. So when he got older, he probably slowed down. But to me, that fight was lame. Like, he couldn't even knock Mike out, and Mike is 58 years old.
Oh, he could knock him out even if he wanted to?
Yeah.
Oh, what do you think about that?
No, I mean, I don't agree with that part. I think he took it easy on him, considering his age and considering how slow he was moving and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I do agree with the first part of you saying that Jake is just all hype and he doesn't really fight real boxers. That's true.
Whatever.
He doesn't.
I think he's knocked out almost every opponent.
Right, but
Jake has.
Yeah.
But these
knocked
opponents are not, like,
knocked them out, I'm pretty sure.
They're not, like, legit people. They're either retired people or people who don't actually box. He doesn't actually fight real fighters.
Yeah, like, he knocked out the guy. Yeah, he knocked out the guy, Nate Robinson. And Nate Robinson is a basketball player.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
So maybe Tyson.
I'll take it.
Maybe Tyson. I don't know. I don't know at all. But maybe he and Tyson had a deal. Let's just do this for the money.
I'll tell you one thing. You guys are missing the point. The point of Jake Paul is to bring attention to the sport and money to the sport.
Well, excuse me right quick. The guy Earl Spence.
And I think Mike gets that too.
Sorry. Listen, the guy Earl Spence, who's my friend, he's a boxer. He recently lost to his other boxer, Terrence Crawford. He did 4.3 million views against this guy, Leonardo Bundu. So boxing's been rising without this guy, Jake Paul. He's just trying to come in and be like a great white hope and try to sit there and try to make it seem like he's a savior of boxing, and he's not.
He's my great white hope.
So, Omi, my PR guy, saying that what is Omi saying?
He's punching the air at my comments.
Oh, Omi is?
Yeah.
Why?
I forget what I said.
Oh, okay. Oh,
maybe I said, maybe I trashed Mike Tyson, his hero.
You punching the air. So you manage.
Yeah, but you're not throwing punches, though. Every punch you throw is missing, so.
Amazing. All right. Well, thank you, Chandler. And it's good to hear from you again, man. Don't wait so long next time.
Hey, wait, Jesse, what do you think about the election?
I think that this is a brand new day. There is a God, and he gave us the right person to make America great again. America is fortunate that Donald Trump won.
Yeah, because Kamala Harris, her campaign was kind of a little bit ignorant with all them rappers and everything.
Right.
Yeah, she should have, because there were surrounding counties that she missed, and she didn't choose the campaign to know it. She kept going to the metropolitan area of the campaign, and you look at it, that Trump won those surrounding counties and stuff like that. But
and they said she spent $1 billion, and she ended up in debt. Not only did she end up losing, she ended up in debt. The one thing about black people, they know how to spend money.
I don't know about that.
They may not know how to make the money, but they know how to spend the money.
Well, you got some blacks. They make they know how to save and budget their money. You got whites that spend money too.
Right. Did you vote for the Great White Hope?
I didn't get a chance to vote. I did vote for DeSantis back in 2018. But I had to renew my voter's card, and I didn't feel like going to no DMV, basically waiting all out there through it. But he ended up getting the vote, though, for Florida, so I didn't have to really do too much. So,
amazing. Well, now we're going to – he's putting together what appears to be an amazing team, and so now we just have to wait and see what happens.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to run in 4 more years?
I have no idea at this point. I'm just trying to get through this day. Ain't no way I can see what's going to happen 4 more years from now.
Jesse, you going to run?
I don't plan to, but who knows? You never know. Thank you, man. Good to hear from you, Chandler.
All right. Nice talking to you.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to Jeff real fast here about a first-time call out of Florida about the fight. Jeff, you're on the air with my experts.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, Jeff.
I was going to ask, did you get to watch the fight, the Jake Paul?
I didn't watch it, but my experts did.
Were you surprised with the result?
A little bit. I thought Mike would just knock him out in one punch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wanted to say that I think it was kind of crazy that people thought that Mike Tyson was going to put up a good fight and last more rounds because he looked pretty scary and good on the clips, but those are like 15-second clips, and he's hitting the pads, but the pads are not fighting back,
That's for sure.
Boys don't hit back.
So did you think Mike would lose?
I didn't think he was going to get hurt bad, but you could tell that Jake was holding back because like after the second round, I saw that Mike started getting like tired and his legs were just not there.
Yeah, they said he had a brace on his knee prior to the fight, so maybe his legs were hurting.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's also like an old video like 4 years ago where Mike Tyson says that like he doesn't have that ferocious feeling, like he doesn't have the drive to fight anymore.
Yeah.
So I wasn't expecting that to come out for one night, you know?
Right.
He's like chill now, you know?
Maybe Tyson needed some Geritol.
Some what?
Geritol.
What is
you don't know what Geritol is?
No,
I'm not Googling.
You say what now?
I'm stopping all urges.
I was wondering what the rest of your experts thought of the fight.
Joel.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think it was. I think he looked old.
This is Joel Friday.
I think he looked old right out the gate. I think that he looked like he was about to fall over. I also think that like boxing and all these sports is like an ego sport, and then after a while, when you get like up in age, your ego is dying, right? You're not like as energetic.
Yeah.
To do these things, yeah. And I think he was trying to bring it back, but it ain't there.
And you said you thought he looked old?
He looked old in the fight.
What's wrong with looking old?
But he didn't look
physically.
You don't
physically. Like old people? No.
Physically, he actually looked.
Are you discriminating against old people?
Yes.
He actually looked better than Jake Paul, though.
Are you
physically.
Now sending an email around to the old
I'm gonna
people?
I'm going
to
tell all the boomers.
Saying that you're gathering them up to take them to the plantation somewhere?
They better be careful.
did the other guys watch it?
What'd you say, Hank?
I didn't watch it, but I think Mike Tyson's been smoking too much pot.
Yeah, he's into mushrooms and like smoking pot, so he's like really chill now. He doesn't have that. Yeah,
and the Anchor Baby, did you air it?
No.
You couldn't play it on your show, right?
No, but I watched. No, I couldn't. I did watch it. It was evident from the first moment. It was not good. I don't know if anyone expected that, his legs to be that way. I don't know if anyone expected that. I wonder what Mike thought, if he thought he could at least, if he really saw that, he could at least give him at least a couple of rounds, like really give it to him. But, that's how I saw it.
It's hard being old. Your knees start to hurt. Your stomach get fat.
You could tell Mike Tyson doesn't have that.
You have lower standards for yourself.
He's trying
to swing. So what now?
You could tell, like, Mike Tyson tried to swing, and, like, he just doesn't, like, move as fast as he used to. Because before he would have caught him good, but you could tell he just doesn't.
It's almost like he was afraid. His knees weren't bending. They were just, like, locked.
Yeah. No, they were hurting.
But and he'd jump around a little bit, and it was, like, obvious.
Oh, yeah.
He would try jumping around a little bit to show some nimbleness, but it was obvious.
They were hurting. What did you expect?
But physically, he looked, for all the boomers out in the world watching, physically, he looked like he was a man, but we know it was all fake.
I feel bad.
I said that I wanted to see Mike Tyson fight Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester's too fat.
He's fat?
Sylvester
I think
Stallone.
Sylvester would take him.
You think so?
Is Sylvester Stallone the same guy that introduced Trump?
Yeah.
Ain't he fat now?
From Rocky.
But yeah.
He's probably fairly fit, too, though. He's 78.
It's hard on your knees when you try to lift weights.
Yeah.
And you won't go down and come back up.
That's true.
Your knees be hurting before you.
Say again.
Jesse, do you still go to the gym?
Not as much, but I'm about to get rolling again. I am. Do
start
you
start hitting the bag?
What?
I hit the gym. Yeah, you should start hitting the bag.
Oh, okay. I see a lot of guys doing that too.
I hit the jacuzzi.
What a baby. All right, Jeff. Thanks for your call, man. I appreciate it. I gotta take a break.
Yep. You guys have a good one.
You too, buddy. Bye. Amazing. Let me take a break back in a moment.
I just wanted to say that I've been listening to you for a few years now, and when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a a divisive tool that the media uses, and it's just good and evil.
Yes.
And that's what we got to focus on. It really has changed my life. My perspective is totally different now. I'm more calm. I'm more peaceful. You know, when you talk about forgiving your mother and letting go of that hate, and it just transforms you. So I just want to thank you for that and let you know that, you know, you really are doing God's work by waking people up with this message.
Amazing, Aaron. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. Sure. I can hear the angels in heaven singing right now. They're rejoicing. That's amazing. Stay with the silent prayer. Speak up. Don't resent and doubt every thought. And Aaron, you have not seen anything. Anything. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Derek, I want to ask you about my producer about the fight. Can he sit there?
Yeah.
Come here for a minute, Derek, my producer. I want to hear what he has to say about the fight. Derek. So, Derek, did you watch the fight? This is my producer, Derek. He black.
How's it going?
Did you watch the fight?
I did. I did watch the fight.
And who did you think was going to win before you?
Honestly, I knew Jake Paul was going to win.
You knew it?
I knew it.
Did Jesus tell you?
No. My primal instincts told me.
And why did you think Jake would be over Tyson?
He's younger, heavier, faster than Mike. I saw those training videos, and they looked impressive. But I just knew, you know, Mike is old. And that body isn't going to be able to move faster than that young person's body. So that's why I assumed that.
But he was moving faster during the training.
It looked like that, but regardless, you know.
What?
That video, it was chopped up. So... You know, I don't know how long, you know, he rested until he did another, you know.
Amazing.
Whatever. So,
nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Omid, come here for a minute. My
producer. Oh, yeah. He's going to get you.
My PR guy.
He's coming for you. He's coming.
And then I'm going to get to your calls, folks. So I just want to end it with my expertise.
He might be able to sit next to Andrew.
Right, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't. Is there another chair? No.
There is one outside.
He can bow.
Full house.
This is my PR guy, Omid. Did you know that Mike was going to lose?
I was hoping he wasn't going to lose.
Nice.
But when he started walking out there, things were looking bad. Just him walking out was bad.
Stay close to the mic or speak up.
But prior to that, did you think he would lose?
I didn't know. Old man strength is a real thing. I think if he caught a couple haymakers, he could knock Jake out. I don't think Jake's a real fighter, I think.
But back up a little bit, you're more in the picture.
I think most of what Jake does are fake fights and showmanship.
Oh,
and
he's a showman.
And I think it was a staged fight. I don't think Mike actually wanted to let loose with any of his punches.
Nice. So since I have all of you here, today is Derek's birthday.
Yeah.
My producer's birthday today.
Hey.
And Derek, this song is for you.
Let's go.
Happy birthday to ya.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday.
Nice.
Happy birthday, dear.
Hey, I appreciate that song. Amazing. That was a great song.
So good.
I love it.
And so he's all dressed up today.
I'm all dressed up. I'm unk status now.
So when he came in, I'm like, oh, you going to a funeral or something?
Yeah.
A wedding? A date.
Yeah, I thought he got a job interview.
The creek didn't rise. That's why I decided to do it. The creek didn't rise.
You made it.
I made it. And I was like, okay.
Made what?
I put on a,
made
I made it,
to 26.
To 26, yeah.
And that's why you dressed that way today?
Yeah, you know. We don't have to get dressed for funerals. I was like, you know what? Let's put on a suit. We made it. That's it.
Nice.
What's unk?
And you guys aren't seeing the details of this white long sleeve right here.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
Fancy,
doilies.
Fancy
in it.
Stuff.
It has.
Yeah.
What are those things called? Paisleys.
Oh, yeah.
The Paisley.
White clothes. On white.
Yeah, it's
I like
not
it.
Just a regular.
That's
white shirt,
the way. Man. That's the way in the good old days when boys were boys and men were men. This is how men
in
dress.
In the country.
Uh huh.
That's classic.
I believe it.
They dressed up. I look at my old videos when I first started. I was dressed up.
Yeah.
I wore suits, was speaking engagement, everything.
Yeah.
Now I can't even find my suit. Well, I still wear jackets and stuff, but this is how they used to dress.
He looks like the guy who shot Malcolm X, is somebody in the chat.
What?
There's a compliment in there somewhere.
I don't see no compliment. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm not looking for none.
Well, happy birthday, man.
Hey,
26
thanks.
Years old?
Yeah, 26.
Amazing.
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 Unk is short for uncle.
Yes.
Unk.
So he's an uncle status. Unk.
What?
He said he's unk status.
And what
and
did
that's
mean?
Short for uncle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Unkified.
But not only that, he got the cologne on, too. I smell it. You guys smell it? He's also going on a date after this.
It's not overpowering, though. So, I don't.
It's not bad.
The smell.
Not
bad.
Yeah.
But you don't smell it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like those other people who wear, like, cologne.
I know.
And put it all over
I think,
you can smell it down the street.
People.
And they get on the airplane with that. You gotta smell it all for 5 hours.
Horrible.
You need to be stopped at a red light somewhere playing some loud unk tunes.
Yeah.
And nice. Jamming out. DJ you know what I'm talking about?
Are you celebrating the birthday today?
Yeah, I might go out to a little dinner, spend a little something, you know.
Amazing.
Nothing crazy.
Well, we have some pies and things in the refrigerator. We can cut the pies. Praline pies.
Praline.
Praline pies.
Pecan praline, huh?
Yeah, we have that.
Really?
And apple pies in there, too.
Okay.
Right
so,
on.
Oh, the apple pie? I mean, they're, ooh.
Yeah, apple pie, too. Well, happy birthday, Derek.
All right, thanks.
And many, many more.
Hey, many, many
My
more.
My producer's birthday today.
Yeah.
Nice.
All right, nice. I look like you, Bob. I look like you in that.
Yeah.
I look like
yeah, that's how we used to dress. Like we had
nice.
To wear
sharp.
Like
nice.
We were going somewhere.
Nice, nice.
And Joe, did you go skating?
Yo, my eyes.
Yeah, you went skating.
I don't, maybe
night?
I'm doing. I didn't go skating.
You got high?
No, I didn't get high.
Fentanyl?
No, no fentanyl. I don't know what's going. Maybe I'm getting old. I'm talking about old people. Maybe I'm getting
That's
old.
That's right. Be careful what you say. All right, thank you guys. My producer,
thanks.
Amazing. Let me go quickly to the phone. Y'all can go away now.
Nice.
They ain't going away. Let's see here. Let me go to Canada and talk to Jamil. Jamil out of Canada. Jamil, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing? Happy Monday, man.
All is well. Thank you. You too, buddy.
Yes, yes. You know, first of all, congratulations for the Trump thing.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Amazing. Thank you.
It's amazing. I'm here in Canada, all the way in Canada. They hate Trump, and it's so funny to see it. It is so funny. I was at work the other day, and this guy comes up. He sends me a text message at like 12:30 at night. I wake up, and I see it, right? And he sends me like the eye emojis, like he can't believe that Trump is winning. And I thought about you immediately, and all I did was I just said, I don't like to talk about it too much, but I just sent him a picture of the wall. He said nothing to me. I just said,
that's right.
I just sent the picture of the wall. I said, it's going up. It's going up, you know?
Oh, the wall but, going up.
It's
amazing.
So, yes, but I called you because, I know I call when I can, and I just wanted to say to you, first and foremost, I'm very grateful for you. Very, very grateful. And I've been grateful since the day that I've started listening to you and I came across you. And it's so interesting to me to just watch how my life has changed over time. And listening to you, it's really helped me a lot. And I can't say that I always agree with you with everything, but I can honestly say that you are not a liar. And I see it. I just wanted to say this to you. You know, I've been going through a lot with my family, you know, in particular, my children and my mother, my brother. And to see my mother's mentality towards me, honestly, Jesse, it's very, very scary. Now that my eyes are open, now that I am conscious and I'm seeing things, I see how angry I've been my whole life. And I see exactly where it's coming from. And I don't understand how you got this knowledge or where you got it from. I can only say it's from God himself.
The same way you started to see it, it's the same source that allowed me to see it.
But Jesse, and I know you get these calls all the time, and I know it's not just me alone. It can never be just me alone. I'm not that special.
Right.
But this kind of experience, it's very, very painful. I can see why it's hard for people to come out of it. It is very painful to, like, I'm watching my mother, and not just her, but just I'm looking at myself too. I'm looking at myself trying my best to overcome, but at the same time falling back into the trap over and over again, you know?
And how is your mother treating you? What is she doing?
It's horrible. It's so bad. It's so bad. Like, last night I was speaking to her, and she called me, and we were talking, and she says to me, "You talk too much, and you need to stop talking so much." And I said, "What do you mean?" Yeah, I said, "What do you mean?" And my father is sick right now, and I haven't spoken to him in a while. And, you know, that goes into a whole other different conversation. The family, it's a lot of dark forces with the family. They believe in a lot of evil, you know, and they worship the enemy. And, you know, it's spiritual.
How is your mother treating you, though?
Well, let me give you an example. So yesterday I was talking to her, and she literally said to me, "All of a sudden now, all you want to talk about is God. All you want to talk." And she started to literally laugh at me. She didn't even know she was doing it. I could see she didn't know she was doing it. But she, like, I would call her and I'd say, "I'm just grateful for the Father." You know what I mean? Like, just in conversation, not that I'm preaching, just in conversation. And she literally started to cackle at me, just like Kamala. like Kamala.
And so you were on the phone with her?
Yes, I was on the phone with her.
And so did you forgive her? Have you forgiven her for what she's done to you?
I went to her and I forgave her.
And what did she say when you went and forgave her?
She told me that she's not going to take any blame for anything that I go through.
Oh.
Yeah. It's. But my mother is someone that is a person that believes in a lot of crazy things, you know?
Right.
And so
has she turned your other family members against you?
That's exactly what she was doing yesterday. Yeah, she has. And she's continuing to do it. And she uses, in particular, my siblings, especially my little brother.
Right.
She goes to him and she will literally start arguments with me to go back to him to make him angry with me. And I see it. And my little brother, you know, let me ask you a question, Jesse. I really wanted to ask you this question for a long time because I think it's going to help me a lot if I ask you. Do you think that men, I know that nobody loves anybody, but do you think that men love different than women, honestly?
They do when they overcome the spirit of their mother. That's why you have to forgive your mother and return to the father, because if you don't forgive your mother, men love just like women.
I agree.
Which is not love at all. It's only hate. But men have the nature of the woman, their mother, so they think and they are emotional. That's why they act like women. They get angry like women. They go off like women. They gossip like women. Because they have their mother's nature. But when they return to the father, then they have a real love which comes from the father, from God.
But do you think that, so like when I say do men love different than women, I don't mean it in a sense that a woman can't love the same way a man can or vice versa.
Well, a woman can only love too when she returned to the father. She got to forgive her mother so she could overcome her mother's spirit.
And you know what? My mother, she never, I don't think she ever overcame her mother. And I think that she, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't think she ever overcame her mother, not to my knowledge. And her father died when she was young. And she always says that her father was the only person that loved her, truly. And my grandmother, like these people, they come from a background where they believe in religions that worship evil, you know? And that was passed on from generation to generation. So every time my mother calls me, you know how you say people are possessed? My mother will call me out of nowhere and just say, you know, you're possessed. Do you know that? And I'm just
so
like,
why are you still dealing with her now that you've gone and forgiven her and you see how wicked she is? Why do you still talk to her?
And this is going to sound, I'm not blaming her either. I'm not into the blame thing with blaming people, but I can only tell you the truth, Jesse. I believe that I've been made in such a way spiritually that, and the bonds, like I was not close to God. And because of that, I've been dragged into this deep hole that I have to dig myself out of. And I believe that she has a lot to do with it. Like I can't get away from her. It's like,
but you can't, why can't, if you have forgiven her, why can't you get away from her? Because if you truly have forgiven her, God has forgiven you so that you can walk away from all people in all situations. Why can't you walk away from her?
I can't walk away from her. And this is an excuse, but it is also an explanation. I have children that I don't get to see, to be honest with you. And my only I tell my mother all the time, I don't want you to talk to, like, you don't have to talk to them at all. You can leave them alone. You don't have to give them anything. I think that I have an unnatural fear for my children, and not for life, but of my mother with them.
What does that mean? Are they living with your mother?
No, but they see her and I don't get to see them.
But why? I don't understand how that is causing you to have to deal with your mother, knowing how much she hates you. I still don't understand why you don't walk away from her, not deal with her at all.
I think it's a guilt that I have.
Is it because of children?
Yes, it's a guilt that I have. Like I can't be there to protect them, and I know that she's evil. I know she's evil, and I can't be there to protect them from it. And the only way that I can make sure that she doesn't harm them, and I know I can't stop it, is to be around and make sure. It's like the only way.
But you can't
that
make
can...
sure you're not making sure if she's there around her.
I know.
And then she hates you, and you guys are arguing. So are you putting the children before what is right?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Then you don't love God then.
I've seen everything that the Father has done for me. I've seen it all. I've seen how he's kept me alive all of these years and everything that I've gone through.
If you're putting the children before God, then you don't love God. You love your own ego. You love the children. You cannot, if you really, 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 really want to return to the Father, you have to seek first the kingdom of God his right way. And you got to die in order to live, meaning that you got to die from your connection with the world.
My connection.
And you're putting the children,
love.
You're putting the children before that. And in your mind, you think you're protecting them from your mother, and you're not. Why don't you tell your wife to keep your children away from your mother?
Like I said to you, I don't talk to them. And
you don't
what
talk
I'm
to who?
Human. I don't talk to my children. I don't have any contact with them.
So then why do you deal with your mother then?
Because I know she's poison to them.
But you're not stopping it at all.
I know.
You don't deal with the children.
I'm attached to fake love. I'm attached to it. I've been living in it my whole life, Jesse.
So why don't you let it go? Why don't you drop it right now?
You know what, Jesse? I'll be honest with you. I've dropped it.
But you haven't.
Like, no, but here's what I'm saying to you. In my spirit, I know that it's dropped. But it's like It's like when a cigarette addict, they smoke cigarettes and they stop. When they smell the cigarette, it still smells so good to them, even though they don't smoke it anymore.
But what does that have to do with dealing with a mother that hates you and children you don't see anyway?
Because I'm addicted to that fake love.
But who, and which love? Your mother don't love you, right? You know your mother don't love you, right?
Yeah, but I love her. And you,
what?
I love her.
No, you don't.
Jesse, I know I don't.
If you, I know why did you say you do then?
Because I do.
But you don't, because if you love her, you let her go. You won't deal with her.
I know. It's so dark. It's so dark to hear somebody call you and you know it's not them.
But you love it.
And I love it.
Yeah, that's why you let her call you. That's why you argue with her. That's why you are still dealing with her. You love the pain of it. You love the thrill you get. Otherwise, you'd be done with your mother. You wish her well and go and live your life and work on you. But you say you want to serve God, but you really don't. You still want the thrill of this dark world that you're living in.
I'm absolutely terrified to serve God. I want to. And but, the truth is that I'm terrified of it.
Because
it feels like everything's going to be taken away from me. And I know that there's nothing to take away.
Right.
And I know it.
That's right.
I know it. But it is so scary. Like, it is the most
terrifying.
But
who is scared?
It's not me.
No, who
it's
is
not me.
What do you mean it's not you? You just said you were scared.
Yes, I said I am scared.
But who, but when you say you're scared, who is scared?
The demons in me.
So why do you call it you?
For lack of better terms, Jesse. It's just lack of better terms. You know, it's just, like it's bad habit. And this is why I call you. I've called you before. You told me this. You said don't argue with your mother. Let her go. You know what I'm saying? And do what you got to do. But don't argue anymore. Don't do this.
And you yet haven't done it. What a sad way to live.
It is. It's very painful.
Well, I got to run, but here's what I recommend. You make up your mind whether you want to love what's right or you want to love people, places, and things. You got to make up your mind. And until you make up your mind, you're never going to be free.
I understand.
Let me know how it goes, all right?
I appreciate you, Jesse.
All right, you too, buddy.
Okay.
888-775-3773. Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Danny bought a coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads, what do you think to the words lazy and willpower? Do they exist, or is it a case of not doing what you need to do because you have listened to a thought? Nice conversing with you the other day, James. Smiley.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, people are lazy.
What about willpower?
I don't know. No such thing as willpower.
Okay.
People are just lazy.
If people are lazy, is that because they're listening to a thought, or are they really lazy?
They've been spoiled. So they're really lazy. Amazing. Thank you.
Tony bought a coffee. Joel was paying his wife $100 a week to clean his house and make his food. Unfortunately, we got to
end. Let me take a quick break. We got more hours to go. We'll finish up. And your phone calls right after this break. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back. I read or heard that some Republicans are starting to pull their advertisements from Google or whomever, right? Because so many conservatives are being shut down, discriminated against, shadow banned, and all that kind of stuff. So conservatives are starting to fight back. It is happening to us, too. I'm just taking it one day at a time. But you can go to jlptalk.com and find all the ways to support us. You can check out rebuildingdemand.com and support our nonprofit organization. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, and Sunny. And also, we have thefallenstate.tv. Ring the bell.
The International Space Station is leaking. That's scary stuff. Space is real, and it's dangerous. And what else is going on? Also dangerous is shooting long-range missiles into Russia, which Biden approved for Ukraine to do. Terrible. And the Trump transition team, or transition to the Trump administration, there are controversial picks by Trump. Based. I'm so happy. This is the end of hour one already. It is Female Monday, November 18th, AD 2024. The lines are full, ladies. JLP will be right back to your calls. Call in as lines as he wraps up with other callers, or just call in periodically to see if a line is open up for you, ladies or gentlemen. But first, fake news on fake news. NASA, which does not mean lies, according to Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN, is concerned about an air leak up on the International Space Station that could threaten the safety of the crew on board. The situation has reached a fever pitch as U.S. officials are concerned about the structural integrity of the leaking module and the, quote, possibility of catastrophic failure, unquote, for the aging space laboratory. Wow. Crazy stuff. Explain that, space deniers. Ukraine propaganda. Crooked Joe Biden, the so-called president. Shout out. He is our second greatest president, by the way, living. He has authorized Ukraine to use powerful, long-range U.S. weapons deep inside of Russia. The decision had been under consideration for months and comes as Moscow, that's the capital of Russia, has deployed nearly 50,000 troops to Kursk, the southern Russian region where Kiev launched their surprise counteroffensive invasion in the summer back a month or two ago. Thousands of North Korean troops were also recently sent to Kursk to boost the size of Russia's army. So said the U.S. State Department, sparking concern about Biden and his advisors that their entry could lead to a dangerous new phase in the war, with North Koreans killing Ukrainians, or Russians, we should call them, right? The U.S. had refused to send the long-range weapons to Ukraine, to the Ukraine, for the first 2 years of the conflict, in part because of readiness concerns and fearing the move would be escalatory. They don't want to escalate the war. But I guess Crooked Joe, he doesn't care anymore because he's not going to have to worry about it. Trump will. And speaking of Trump, the Trump transition president-elect, our greatest, Donald J. Trump, is refusing to back down over his controversial, which means in the right direction, halfway reasonable, cabinet picks, despite unease on far-left extremist Capitol Hill, lame-o rhino Capitol Hill, following fresh revelations and allegations about their pasts. Two of Trump's selections are facing particular scrutiny. The House Ethics Committee is under pressure to release their report on sexual misconduct allegations against the Attorney General pick Matt Gaetz. And sources also say that Trump's team was caught off guard, they say without evidence, right? By a 2017 sexual assault allegation against Trump's choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth. Oh, yeah. Many of Trump's picks must now be confirmed in the lame-o Senate, although the president-elect has pushed to bypass the typical confirmation process. Isn't that awesome? And climate propaganda. Crooked Joe going into the rainforest. He's become the first sitting president to visit the Amazon rainforest. In prepared remarks over the weekend, lame-o Biden described the fight against climate change as a defining part of his presidency. How embarrassing, huh? But he's still our second greatest. Warning future administrations that undoing it would risk depriving the world of its benefits, the rainforest. I will leave my successor and my country a strong foundation to build on it if they choose to do so, Biden said, without naming our greatest president, Trump. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, hour two.
stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. No biblical question yet. No new one. It's Monday. You can get involved by, if you're busy and about, you can listen to the show live, no matter where you are or what you're doing, Atlanta, Better Beach, or whatever, crying in your milk because Kamala Harris lost, whatever. You can you may be mad because Kamala lost. Whatever condition you're in, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131 around the world. And you can podcast as well. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life, I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Deep in my soul. Amazing. Let me go to Carol, a first-time caller out of Georgia. Georgia, on my mind. Carol, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, well, thank you. Glad we just got my call. I just wanted to address that prior caller before the break.
Hold on a minute, Carol. Is there an issue?
Yeah, her phone's a little funny. Are you on speaker, Carol?
I am on speaker.
Just put it up to your ear.
Get off the speaker.
Okay.
Never call a show on the speakerphone.
Hello?
Much better. Go ahead.
Wait a minute.
Hold up. Wait a minute.
Hello?
Go ahead, Carol. Now it's better.
Okay. And you sound very faint, but I'll be coming in clearer.
Yeah, you are. You're coming in clear now.
Yeah, I just wanted to address that prior caller, the young man called with the situation with his family, his mom.
Oh, Jamil out of Canada.
Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate what you advised him about forgiving.
Yes.
I can hardly hear you. This is
not... Hold on a minute, Carol. Don't hang up.
Can you hear me now?
Carol, hold on. Don't hang up. I'm going to let Derek work out the call. Do not hang up, and I'll come back to you as soon as Derek worked the call out and get it straight on your end. Let me go quickly to Daniel. Hey, out of Florida. Daniel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing today? Can you hear me good?
All is well, Daniel.
Can you hear me good?
No problem. Go ahead.
Awesome. So my initial question for this morning, I may have a few following questions afterwards, but my initial question was, why is the voice of temptation so deeply ingrained within our bodies, within our being?
Because you believed into it, you think that is you, and you believed into the lie by believing the imagination, believing the thoughts.
So yeah, okay. So it's because we believe in the lie.
Yes, you believe the thoughts.
All right. And I know you speak about the silent prayer. I've done the silent prayer many times. I love to take time to do it. But I wanted to know, how did you find out about the silent prayer?
God said to be still and know him. He said that when you pray, you don't know what to ask for. When you pray, you don't know what you want. And all that stupid prayer you're doing is just vanity. And so he just said, be still and let him. He knows what you want. He knows your need. We don't. So just be still and know him.
It's crazy because even before I became a Christian and I decided to really seek the truth, that was actually my favorite verse in the Bible, Psalm 46:10.
Yes.
Be still and know that I am God.
And have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, sir.
And your father?
And it was an incredible experience. Yes, sir.
What happened Absolutely. When you went to your mother?
Just like you said, I was nervous. But she was very calm. It was like the Holy Spirit kind of took over the conversation, and she was very calm and relaxed about it. And ever since I did that, I'm kind of on my own journey of self improvement. And it
How
seems like
old
she's
are
on
you?
Her own journey of self improvement. I'm 22.
Okay. Are you living? You live with her?
No.
Oh, okay. Good. When you say you're on your journey of self-improvement, what do you mean by that?
Just trying to continue to be still and also seek the truth, to let the truth catch up to me, like you say.
Right. And what self are you trying to improve?
I guess just my ability to stay present and stay focused on the true things that matter in life.
And so who are you?
I am. I mean, there's nothing else to really say about it.
Who are you?
Because I can't say I'm Daniel because you're going to say, like, that's just my name.
But you said you're trying to... Go ahead.
I guess I'm a child of the Lord.
Is that it?
I don't know. I feel like I'm missing something. What is it?
I mean, is that it? When you say you're doing self-improvement, who is the self you're improving?
That's true. I don't know.
No, that was a question.
I'm actually trying to... That's a question I might not have an answer to. I'm still learning and trying to find my own identity. I just gave all the false identities that was forced upon me to God, and now I'm on that journey of finding my own true identity.
There is no such thing as self-improvement.
Okay.
And you say your mama doing self-improvement too?
Yeah, she's just trying to seek the truth. You know, she's very lost, of course, because her mother screwed her up.
Have she forgiven?
Actually, no, but I did spread that gospel to her recently, and I feel like it was a great step in the right direction.
Yeah, but don't...
No, she, don't I do have to open up to you about her, you know, my mom she was abused by her father, and, you know, she has a lot of deep resentment, and, you know, he's dead now.
Who's dead?
So I told her, her father.
Oh, okay.
And I told her that, you know, you need to have a heart-to-heart conversation with him and forgive him so you can move on and find your own identity instead of the identity he forced on you.
And how do you know she's telling the truth?
Well, I know she's telling the truth because it also happened to my sisters.
Did she forgive her mother?
No. I do. I would like to spread that same gospel to her, like tell her to also forgive her mother as well. I told her to forgive her father, but I did leave the mother part out, and her mother really did screw her up.
Why you left that out? Why'd you leave that
because,
out?
Because the resentment of her father stood out the most.
No, it's the resentment of her mother. She's just like her mother.
That is true. She is. And me being raised by them, I ended up taking on, you know, those identities that they try to force on me as well.
Absolutely.
And I had to try my best to steer towards manhood, you know, in the right way. You know, I just pray that God can form me into a better man. You know, my father is around. I forgave him, and I reach out to him a lot. But it's just always seemed like he's distant. It feels like my whole life, you know, the Lord has been my true father.
Let me say this, and then I'm about to run because of time. You need to take your eyes off your mother and anyone else. You can't help anyone at this point. As a matter of fact, you can't help anyone at any point. I recommend, but do what you want. You just work on you. Do the silent prayer and stay present. Watch those thoughts and let go of all your ideas about what you want, what God going to do or not going to do, and all that. And just work on you. Forget about your mother and all those other people.
Yes, sir.
And keep it on you. And the light will guide you in the right way to go. You'll be fine. But you can't save your mama. You can't save your daddy. You can't save anyone. You can't even save yourself. That's why you need to watch yourself so you can be saved.
Yeah, and that's my problem. I worry too much for other people. And you did say that it's evil to do that.
Yeah, it is. You're playing God.
Worry for other people.
Worry is a false sense of love. It's a false sense of salvation. Anyone that has worry has hatred.
That's true, because God did not give us the spirit of fear.
So drop your anger and just work on you. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
As I was saying, Tony bought that coffee. Joel was paying his wife $100 a week to clean his house and make his food. Unfortunately, a gentleman down the block offered her $200. Bye-bye, baby. Bye, baby. Goodbye. Ah.
Amazing. Thank you.
True story, too. No, I'm kidding. Lori bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, since I've believed in nothing but lies the world told me my whole life, I was considering flat earth. However, now I realized I don't care to be distracted by the shape of the earth or what's in space, because I know God made the earth for us, and he made the sun, moon, and stars for us to live on earth, period. Simple. My center of the universe, the center of my universe right now is inside me, the kingdom of heaven.
Amazing. It is a waste of time, to be honest, to be arguing about it if the earth is flat around. When I do it, I'm having fun with it, but it's not that serious, folks. Amazing. Thank you.
Victors of Circumstance on YouTube yesterday during church. Says, I couldn't find a self to pay attention to.
That's right.
In answer to your last week's biblical question.
My last biblical question, why do you pay attention to yourself? And we discussed it a little bit yesterday in the fellowship. There is no self to pay attention to. The idea of being a self to work on is an illusion and one of the greatest lies you've ever been told when they told you to work on yourself. There's no self to work on. That's why it doesn't work, because there is no self to work on. Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Pink Supremacy says, where in the Bible does Jesus say that anger is evil?
He said, trust not, in paraphrase, I guess, don't trust an angry person. An angry person is an evil person. They cannot be trusted. They are a murderer. Amazing. Check it out. Thank you.
Lincoln says, so Ted Bundy isn't a sinner?
Ted Bundy dead.
Ah.
But no, unless he never forgave in his heart. If he didn't forgive, and I don't know if he did or not, if he didn't forgive, then he's sinner at heart, but that's about it. Amazing.
Olaf says, 1 Corinthians 15:33 says, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals.
Amazing. Thank you.
Nice. Doodle Johnson says, I don't want to appear nice. I want to appear authentic. And what I want you to know, you're speaking half-truths.
Amazing. Thank you.
That's over on X.
Thank you.
In response to you saying in church only weak people have morals?
Yeah, only weak people have morals.
Craig says, I love your unique take on things, but what the heck is wrong with morals now?
Jerrell asked me about that yesterday in the fellowship, and we talked about it again afterward. And he was like, well, but only weak people have morals, and they are enslaved by their morals as well. I read that in his 1800 book, year 1800 book. In that book, it says, I already knew weak people have morals, but it says that you are enslaved. People are enslaved by their morals. And I'm like, that is so true. Absolutely true. I was talking to someone yesterday about, I asked them, did they vote for Donald Trump? And they're like, no. I'm like, why not? Jesus Christ. According to Jesus Christ, Donald Trump is an immoral man. And Donald Trump been married twice or something like that. Donald Trump, I'm like, listen to this person. And they think they got the moral, but they have morals, and they don't because they believe it. They talk about Jesus. More people who think they have morals are some of the worst, evil, judgmental, wicked people you ever met, and all their little morality is based on what they think is right. And if your morality don't go with their morality, you instantly become an enemy to them. You become enemy. Moral people are weak. If you want to have real moral, let go of your morality. It ain't working no how. You still have fear. You still judgmental. You still insecure. You still want revenge. You're still jealous. You have strife. You cry at night, and you call yourself moral. What? That's deep, huh?
Indeed.
Amazing. Thank you.
Deplorable Dave from Rosamond, California, bought two coffees. Jesse, when you occasionally can't or refuse to answer a caller's question, you always tell them, it's a dumb question. Or you ask them, ask. Why are they thinking about it in the first place? People are just curious and want your opinion or answer. What? Why do you refuse to answer them? What a mess. Shaking his hand, head emoji.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Amazing.
But why don't you answer them?
Because it's a dumb question.
Nice.
You can't answer a dumb question.
Indeed.
Some questions are dumb.
Indeed.
You play it all dumb.
There is such a thing as a stupid question.
And there is such a thing as a stupid question for sure. Okay.
Don bought our coffee. Hey, Jesse, you say that you are not in control and can do nothing of ourselves. How do you explain those people who say that to overcome adversity and turn your life around, you need to do so through discipline, consistency, willpower, and work hard?
They're lost. They can't see. That's why they say that. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Don. Gavin from North Georgia bought 4 coffees. Jesse Lee for press secretary.
Thank you. I accept. Amazing.
Danny bought another coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. When I have my newborn baby girl in my arms, I get the thought to kiss her on the cheek or head. What a beta. I realize she doesn't need me to kiss her. It's the beta in me that wants to.
Yeah.
Jesse, I deserve a huge beta.
Beta.
From you.
Beta male. Amazing. Thank you.
Piotr bought 5 coffees. Thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Amazing.
It was amazing yesterday. Thank you. Check it out, folks. Rebuilding a family about rebuilding a man.
No, rebuildingaman.com/church.
Rebuildingaman.com/church. Can you hold there for me?
Yes, sir.
Let me take. Thank you all. We'll come back to those. I want to get in some calls here. Time going by fast. Let me go to Summer out of Winter. No, I'm playing. Summer, welcome to the Hi. Show out of Utah.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Summer.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for answering. I've got triplets here, so hopefully there's not too much noise. I've been with my children's dad for about 7, 8 years now, and we came to be together basically out of sin, because we both had a child already. We both had a 5-year-old, and I had the girl, he had the boy. But we married, and we had 6 kids together now, and there's 6 of them, 7 and under. And my husband's been having rage for the last.
So you have 6 children at age 7 and under?
Uh-huh, because I have these triplets. We just had, we're living on a mountain off-grid, just trying to, like, get away from the world and just be more, get away from all the bad stuff.
Are you white?
And then we have.
Are you white?
Yeah.
So you're having white babies.
Yeah.
We need white babies.
Native American. Yeah. So he calls them Native American Indian babies, because he has like Chickasaw and Cherokee on each side of one side or the other.
Amazing.
But, yeah.
And they're so your question for me is what?
How do I rebuild my family? It's we started out of sin, right? I get that, and at this point, what do I do if, like, everybody is around me recently is, like, telling me, you know, they see how my husband is just, like, he's just so, like, angry and ragey. And I've been trying to get help for that for, like, 4 years. And, you know, he's about to finally, like, build this nice cabin and we can go live in it. But it's, like, he still has rage. And I don't know if, well, I don't know what to do about it. I don't know how to help him. I've been praying like for God to like grace him and help him out of that.
You say you're married to him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when you say you started out in sin, what do you mean by that?
Well, because I've listened to your shows a little bit more recently. My friend has been sending them to me throughout the years. And she is about to...
What's the sin that you started out in?
Well, because my husband and I both came to the relationship with a child already. We already had, so his ex left him, and
but what was the sin?
Well, the sin of just having the kids, not married. We both had a child unmarried. And
why do you call that a sin?
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying it was. I was just trying to like admit that that's where I came from. So I was an evil person, right? Like I was.
So why do you call it a sin?
Oh, I thought that's what you were saying it is, but because I wasn't married when I had a kid, so I was having intercourse, you know, like that without marriage. So I thought that basically, you know, I was atheist before, but I've become Christian now. Like very, very wholeheartedly transitioned, you know, from that to Christianity like 5 years ago. And ever since, you know, I've been working on, I mean, I've been becoming more and more of a biblical woman as much as I, you know, can.
What's a biblical woman?
Just Christian, teaching the Bible to my children and God.
Why do you want to be that?
What's that?
Why do you want to be a biblical woman? That doesn't make sense.
Just Christian, just my, just like I read a book about like how to, or like I was listening to some audio like 5 years ago about just living.
You don't want to be a biblical woman. Biblical women are dumb.
Okay.
Why not just be, why not just work on overcoming you, your fallen self, instead of trying to be all this other stuff?
Yeah, that's, I would like that. Yeah, I just looked at your silent prayer. I guess I'm embarrassed I haven't done that yet. So I was looking at it as I was waiting. And so I'll definitely do that.
And why haven't you done the silent prayer?
I guess I just heard you mention it just the other night I was listening, I think a couple nights ago. And we've just been kind of,
Let me ask, you said that your husband about to build a cabin so you guys live in, right?
Yeah, he's been working on it, yeah.
And then you said that he's angry and all your friends have somebody been telling you this?
No, I've been reaching out for help, like what to do. Like, it's not good for our kids to listen to like their dad as he's like raging and angry, or he's, you know, my older, you know, we've had issues with the stepchildren, you know, with him, with mine, and me with his. And so there's just been a lot of anger. I don't know if he's angry because he lost his son, because that woman just up and took him and he really couldn't do anything about it. I don't know if he's just had, because he used to be a chill, mellow person. I don't know if there's like a demon that's like following me around, because I've definitely ended up in some bad.
Summer, what's your question for me?
How do I help? Like, what can I personally do to, like, I know about to make my family better? Like, how to help my husband with his rage?
By working on your own rage. You can't help your husband. You got to work on you, and your husband has to work on himself. There's nothing you can do about it, except you shouldn't be telling all your so-called friends and everybody about what you and your husband are going through, because they don't have any love. They love hearing that you're going through that. You're giving them a thrill because now they're judging your husband. And what you need to do is just quietly work on you, do the silent prayer, forgive your mother and your father, and practice being present and let the spirit of truth guide you. And it will guide you how to deal with all things, everyone. You need to take your eyes off your husband.
Okay, take my eyes off my husband and just focus on forgiving my mother and my father.
Yeah, work on you.
And just focus on my own. Did you say, and say this, what did you say after that? Forgiving my parents, working on me, just working, asking for help with my own.
Don't ask for any help at all. Just work on you, do the silent prayer, and stay present instead of lost in your head about the past or the future. And stay present and let God guide you. The truth will guide you.
Okay. Just keep staying present, so working on myself, saying silent prayer.
Yeah. Your husband, he's not violent on anything, right?
No, he's like thrown stuff. He's kicked my daughter in the butt before, but it's pretty much not. Yeah, I mean, I can see it in his eyes that it's like he wants to, when he gets angry, I could see that like he could, it's almost, like you said, it's like angry people or murderers.
What do you mean
like
he kicked your daughter in the butt?
He's kicked her in the butt before. Like he's or thrown like an ice cream container at her before. Just like
is this his daughter too?
What's that?
Is this his daughter as well?
She's the one that I had when we came together.
So both you and your husband had children already?
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. Like we came.
Why did you? Why did you get with him if you already had children? Hold on. Back in a moment, folks. Quick break. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back. I hear that some central banks are on a gold buying spree. Did you hear about this? They're on a gold buying spree, and I wonder why. So what I suggest is that you look into this for yourself, and don't let your savings get eaten up by inflation, all right? Don't let your savings... Don't lose your savings by inflation. So what I suggest is that you check it out. And when you're ready to buy, buy gold. Go to Gold Co. Check it out, Gold Co. And we have a special for my listeners. A special. Gold Co. and I have agreed to a special for my listeners. Qualified accounts receive a 10% instant match in bonus silver. A 10% instant match in bonus silver. So to learn more about it, go to Jesse Loves Gold. Jesse Loves Gold. Or call 855-644-GOLD. 855-644-GOLD. Gold. You got to take care of yourself, folks. You're responsible for you. Amazing. Let me know how it goes. All right. Welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go quickly back to Summer. Summer. Out of Utah. Summer.
Hey.
Summer. So, work on you. Oh, you said your husband kicked your daughter in the butt, and this is his daughter from a previous marriage?
My daughter from a previous marriage.
Oh, and why?
Not marriage, just regular, yeah, just a relationship, yeah.
And why did he do that?
He's been mad at her all these years. He just never thinks she does any chores right, even though she's, like, been my right-hand girl. Just, like, just does so much. Nobody in the Western, nobody in America, I don't think any children have ever worked as hard as her, because we, you know, lived off-grid, and she was just helping me with, like, 150 animals and our kids and making sourdough
bread. Why did you already had kids, you've been married before. Why did you, if this is true, and I only have your side, I don't know if it's true or not, but why would you marry someone and you already had a child or kids?
I just thought that's what you did. I thought we were supposed to, it took like 6 years to find someone because I had left my daughter's dad when she was a baby because his rage and anger and all of that. And so then I waited 6 years. I was just working on myself, and then I found my husband. And he was, like, the perfect person. He was, like, the most chill guy. And all of his family, even his ex, talked about how chill he was. And he was, like, I wanted another parent to, like, help with mine, like, to have a family. I thought that's just what you were supposed to do.
And why did you think that?
I think that because I, like, my daughter wanted siblings, and she wanted, she always wondered, like,
your,
she wanted
your
a dad.
Daughter want a sibling?
Yeah, yeah.
So you had six other children because of your daughter?
She actually did say yes, but like when I asked her the last time, I was like, what do you think if I had like another baby? I was just curious what she thought because she's helped so much. And she said, yeah. And then I ended up having triplets, and that definitely was a little bit too much, but it's been amazing. But but yeah, she wanted, like, I thought just the kid needed a dad. I just thought she needed one.
Where's her natural father?
He's in Michigan, and he just does his kind of drug stuff with his woman that he found that left her kids also, and they both just do that together. And
what a mess.
They don't really care about, like, their kids. His son is grown and doesn't really...
What is it about you that is attracted to men like that?
Yeah, I don't know. I've been wondering if it... Like, if these guys are perfect or okay or not that bad, and then I get with them, if it's something, like, haunting me, like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's you.
Generational
curses. They have their issues, but it's you. You are attracted to misery. And you need to start, I recommend, do what you want, that you just cool out, stop trying to save your husband. You can't save anyone, and you need to start working on you.
Yeah, that's what I thought I did for like 6 years before I found my current husband, and it's just appalling to me.
But you're not working on you for a husband. You're working on you to return to the Father. Do not look for a husband. You're going to always find the wrong one.
Yeah, so I already have my current one, but we're kind of like just, it works better when we're a little bit separate, like, he's kind of doing building in a few hours away, builds cabins, and then I'm a few hours away is where I'm set up with the kids, and it kind of works better, but we'd like to, like, be together more, but then I'm concerned about the raging, but if I...
Why do you want to be together more if what you're saying is true, that all you're doing is fighting?
Well, because, I don't really fight, it's like, anymore, I don't fight anymore, but he still just rages about something, like, I guess, like, you know, just not wanting the kids to ruin his stuff. He's just stressed. He just really, like, catastrophizes is what, you know, I think is, my therapist was saying it is or something. But it's like, I don't know what it is. But I would like to be able to, like, he loves his kids. I know I don't want to get a divorce because I felt like there was something really wrong with that. Like, my instinct told me not to, like, ruin his whole momentum that he's trying to build a legacy for his children. Like, that seems really wrong. And it seems wrong too to, like, force kids to go off with parents that are having issues. It's like better if I can just take the kids if he's stressed and then he can see him
Summer,
when he wants
Summer.
To.
Your issues are not clear, except that you need to start working on you right now so you can see the right thing to do.
Yeah, so returning to the Father. So when I worked on myself before, it wasn't really a godly thing. It was more of just like a worldly therapist and stuff, right?
Right. That's why you ended up in the mess you're in right now. So here's what I recommend you do. You forgive your mother, your father. God will forgive you and do the silent prayer and practice staying present. Don't try to save your husband. You quietly work on you. Don't argue with him. You quietly work on you, and let me ask, your daughter, you only have one daughter, right? By your other husband?
By my other boy, we were never married.
Oh, okay. Boys. You have one daughter by another guy.
Uh-huh.
Can she live with your parents, and that way your husband won't be irritated with her?
Yeah, she's actually living, a friend's family that's closer to her school. We normally homeschool, but since I had triplets, my kids actually, they wanted to go to this little tiny, tiny small town school that does, you know, and so I let them, and she's staying with a family that's right next to the school, and they're really awesome. They're Christians,
oh, okay.
But they don't go to church, but they have a mother and father that is like coherent, and they, and it's like a chance for her. She really has enjoyed seeing like how well they treat each other, and they're always laughing together, their whole family.
Well, let me do this. You make sure, listen.
Yeah.
You start working on you. Work on you.
Okay.
Stay present. Work on you and check on your daughter with her family. Don't just assume that she's doing fine over there, but you check on her. And hopefully they are treating her well. That way you can keep her. If it's true that your husband is kicking her and all that, that's not good. So this is why men and women should not marry or get involved with anyone if they already have children. With one another
makes sense.
Reason.
It's been health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so let her stay there. But if you think that is best, and keep an eye on her and quietly work on you, so you can see how to deal or what to do with the situation you're in, all right?
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Yeah.
All right, let me
get it. Thank you.
All right.
I'll call back and let you know how it goes, with the silent prayer.
Okay, absolutely.
The next couple weeks. Thank you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse, I want to know, what do you all think about this situation? It's a very interesting situation. According to the report, a mother was arrested after a 10-year-old son walked into a town alone. This is from ABC 7. Georgia mother was arrested for reckless conduct after the deputy said her 10-year-old son walked alone into town. But she says she did nothing wrong. Watch this from ABC 7.
Police body camera video shows the moment Brittany Patterson was arrested for letting her 10-year-old son walk into town by himself.
What am I under arrest for?
For reckless endangerment.
And how was I recklessly endangering my child?
We're not talking about it.
On October 30th, Patterson said she took one of her children to the doctor. In the meantime, her son, Soren, who since turned 11, decided to walk less than a mile into town from their home in rural Mineral Bluff, Georgia. While out, Patterson got a call from the sheriff's department, worried that Soren was walking alone.
I wasn't concerned. I wasn't, panicking or concerned, because it's just a short walk from our house. He knows how to get home. He knows how to get there.
Authorities dropped Soren off at home, and 5 hours later, they returned.
Call mommy and tell them they're taking me to jail because you decided to walk down the street.
Let go of your hands.
That's not his fault.
Yeah, call mommy.
You're the mother. That's your responsibility.
The last time I checked, it wasn't illegal for a kid to walk to the store.
It is when they're 10 years old.
Patterson was booked on suspicion of reckless conduct, a charge that could carry 1 year in jail. The warrant, claiming she willingly and knowingly did endanger the bodily safety of her juvenile son.
He's 10 years old, and he's not able to walk down to the town? I was thinking about this story, and that's what I want to know what y'all think about this, too. The prosecution have offered her to drop the charges if she agrees to sign a safety plan. ABC again.
Our criminal justice system is built on the fact that you did something or you were negligent. You did something criminally negligent. So what is it she did?
Authorities have offered to drop the charge if Patterson signs a safety plan that includes the use of a GPS tracker on her son's phone. But she refuses to sign it or admit doing anything wrong.
I just felt like I couldn't sign that, and that in doing so would be agreeing that there was something unsafe about my home or something unsafe about my parental decisions. And I just don't believe that.
What do you think about that, Anchor Baby?
It's a little strange. As soon as I saw the pictures or whatever of the kid, it sounds a little strange. I didn't think it was too big of a deal. But also, so the kid was home alone, I guess, and he decided to go take a walk. So the mother didn't.
I thought she said she let him walk. Dr. Seuss.
Oh, I may have misunderstood. I thought.
Yeah, I missed some of it too.
I thought that she wasn't even aware that he had left. So now you're gonna put parents in jail if a kid decides to do, like, just decides to go down the street.
The one thing I realized that America has done, amongst many things that should not be happening, is they have, in America, the government is too much involved in family lives and in your life. The government is too much involved. And there is somebody, she wasn't aware that the son was going down to downtown.
There you go.
Are you telling me that, Derek? Okay. She wasn't aware, but at 10 years old, and he a boy, I just think you got these no-good government workers who are deciding what you can do with your own children. It's not good for America.
Female cops. You saw those cops?
Right. Everything has been... And she was a big female cop.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to remember what I was doing at 10. What were you doing?
I was like at 10 years old, I was everywhere.
Yeah, I'm trying. I think I was in.
I was going down the road. I was going to Washington to the schoolhouse all by myself.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I was taking buses. Wait. 10 years old? No, definitely like 12, 13. I remember taking the bus by myself, sort of. The first time my mom was down at the end of the bus pretending like she wasn't with me. Just like training wheels.
Right.
And then I would take the bus everywhere by myself.
I just think America has lost all sense of independence. Independency. And that you're responsible for your family. The social workers and the government and the police, your neighbor, nobody else responsible for your children but you. And you just, it's crazy how much you have allowed the government, which is no good, to tell you how to raise your children, what to do, when to do it, where to go, where to come, and all that kind of stuff. This is insane, folks. Why don't you take back your own life and live your life? Why not take back your own life and live your life? What do y'all think about that story? 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly to Jay out of Texas. Jay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse, man? It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Hey, Jay, hold on, buddy. Come, you sound far away from your phone. Hold on, man. Don't hang up, Jay. I'll let Derek work that out, and I'll come back to you. Rick out of Florida. Rich out of Florida. Rich, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well.
I just wanted to make some comments on that fight, and it actually relates to everything we're talking about.
You said on the fight?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, an exhibition is not a fight, and fantasy is not reality. I have this annoying problem of I have to see reality as it is, not as I wish it to be. Most people hate me for it.
Are you saying that the fight with Tyson and that guy wasn't real?
Because it was an exhibition. They had nothing to fight for. Usually fighters don't fight for exhibition. They fight for a title. When there's a title involved and you're living up to an institution, then you have a reason to fight. When you're fighting for an exhibition, you're fighting because you're putting on a show.
Oh, so it wasn't, it's like nobody was trying to win a title or anything. It was just like a plain old show. You understand that, Nick?
Totally. Yeah, he's saying that right, that there wasn't a title on the line. But it's a little bit different than just an exhibition. It's like Mike Tyson carries with him his name. And then Jake Paul is like a nobody, is this his chance to show that he's not a nobody or just a YouTuber or whatever.
And so Jason Paul will become somebody by fighting with someone that is someone like a Tyson.
Exactly. So it's a little bit different than just exhibition.
You understand that, Jay? It was a little different than Rich. It was a little bit more than just exposition.
Okay. Here's the next
that,
thing.
Does that make sense?
Don't listen. It makes sense. And here's another thing that makes sense. You don't listen to mushrooms like they're God. And it's likely that he was smoking weed. And that's the reason why he had the muscular delay when he entered the ring.
Oh, you saw him because smoking weed? You say you saw him. He said he had been smoking weed.
He does mushrooms and smokes weed all the time.
And he said that he had been smoking it when he came into the ring.
That's what I believe.
Why do you believe that? Yeah.
Because I corner fighters all the time, and one of my friends went to the middleweight in MMA. And I told him, you're going to wind up like Zidoff, who lost when we were doing the competition to see if he could make it to the MMA because he was smoking weed all the time.
Oh.
I said, if you want to win, you have to stop smoking weed now because it raises the estrogen level in your body and makes you so you have muscular delays. You ever notice how people are when they're high? Okay. That's the next thing.
Yeah, that's true.
And most fights, the easiest thing to rig is a fight where there's only two people competing. And when you got $20 million on the line and you're an older man and you've tattooed your face and you like the attention, if you put on this show and you make all this money, you get a good retirement. Do we see how that works?
So I'm being told right now, Rich, that Tyson said for all of his training, he stopped weed and sexual stuff.
I don't believe him.
And why not?
I think people say because he has a lot of fear, and he said he has fear. He hadn't come to God. He was doing this for attention.
But if he said that, why don't you take him at his word?
Okay, I'll take him at his word, but he's still
no,
lost.
I'm asking you, why don't you, I didn't tell you to take him at his word. I'm asking
because
if he
I
said
believe
that.
He's an actor.
I'm saying
because
that.
I believe he's
hey,
an
Rich,
actor.
Rich.
Yeah.
If he said he stopped it, because there are fighters or basketball players or whatever, they stop doing that stuff when they're about to have a game or put on a fight. They would get lots of rest. They don't smoke or drink or no sex that night. So they can't go out and be stronger the next day, right?
I guess so, but what's the average amount of time that it takes to detox weed?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how long he stopped doing that before the fight.
It takes at least 21 days to clear it from the cell in the human body, your detoxification protocol.
And so did you watch the fight?
Yes.
And did you?
I watched it.
It was fun?
I think it was fun, but I think they both held back because they were putting on a show. And I think it's easy to do this because I see that our generation is a Netflix generation.
Right.
And you already pointed it out. When I was younger, and I'm an old man now, my parents told me, get out of the house and come back when the street lights are on. That's what I was told.
Yeah.
And when I was I was 12 years old, I was taking trains into different parts of the city. Over there in Manhattan, so this way I can go out to the beach over there and go on some of the rides. And I was only 12 on a skateboard on the train.
It's amazing,
so the way
Rich.
I look at it,
it's amazing how much society has been weakened. Society is
it's
so
a nanny state.
Yeah,
it's a nanny state.
Yeah, man,
nanny state. Yeah, they love sucking at the teat of mama.
Yeah,
and the only way you're going to get them off it is with a fight.
Absolutely.
So that's the reason why Trump's there, to say you're going into a fight.
That's right. Thank you, Rich. I got to take a break. One more hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news. Thank you, Rich. I'll be back in a moment. He makes a good point, though. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, Female Monday, November 18th, AD 2024. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back to your calls. But first, fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, reports on the climate propaganda. You know, I heard told you about Sleepy Joe going into the rainforest, the Amazon rainforest. Trump is likely to roll back on the U.S.'s role as a global climate leader. Experts say China will have to lead the charge. A CNN analysis shows that China has more power than any other nation to put a dent in global emissions, as it is the world's biggest polluter of planet heating carbon because they have so many people and they have no standards. Nice. Anyway, there is a carrot recall. The CDC, the scared woman-led, unchristian CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they are investigating an E. coli outbreak, this time not with boar's head meat, not with the slivered onions from the bacon double. No, the whatever that thing is, quarter pounder with cheese in McDonald's. No, this is organic carrots. At least 18 states linked it to E. coli, and which has led to at least one death. You could die from eating carrots. Scary. Ooh. The bagged carrots were sold under multiple brand names, including Grimway Farms, Sprouts, Trader Joe's, Wegmans, Good and Gather, and more. Imagine that. You go to Sprouts or Trader Joe's because you're trying to be healthy. You eat carrots, and you get E. coli and die. Rest in peace. At least 39 cases of E. coli have been linked to the carrots since September, they say. And it's already mid-November, leading to 15 hospitalizations and one death, according to the CDC, if you believe them, right? Okay, this is all according to them. People who have recalled carrots should throw them out or return them to the store, and they should clean the surfaces that they've touched, so said health officials. Wow, what a mess. And you know what? It's also a mess? Spirit Airlines. Spirit Airlines filed for bankruptcy today as mounting losses, unaffordable debt, increased competition for bargain-seeking airline passengers, and their inability to merge with other airlines left it little choice. We have to go bankrupt. The airline said they will continue to operate as they restructure their debt and expect to be delisted from the New York Stock Exchange in the near term. Recent SEC filings, Securities and Exchange Commission filings, disclosed that Spirit Airlines had around $3 billion, with a B, billion dollars in long-term debt on their balance sheet. However, airlines and other companies in the United States frequently file for bankruptcy, and then they emerge stronger on the other side of the process, just like our greatest president, Trump. That's right. Most major U.S. airlines, including the three largest, American Airlines, United Airlines, and Delta Airlines, they've all filed for bankruptcy at some point in the past 25 years. So chin up, kings over at Spirit Airlines. You just have to have some standards. Don't be so rude, your stewardesses. And also don't let the riffraff on. I guess there's, I don't know, discrimination is difficult nowadays. What a mess. Four typhoons have hit the Philippines in less than 2 weeks, according to Commie Nonsense Network, wreaking havoc across the exhausted nation. Wow. Super Typhoon Manyi, M-A-N-Y-I, lowercase y-I, ripped through the country's largest island on Sunday, sending more than 500,000 people to emergency shelters. That's crazy. We wish you Filipinos well with your four typhoons. Former heavyweight champion Mike Tyson said, quote, "No regrets to get in the ring one last time." Nice. That's what he stated, posting on X after he was defeated in a highly anticipated bout against 27-year-old YouTuber-turned-boxer extraordinaire Jake Paul. "I almost died in June," he said. Wow. And one time he broke his back and still fought. I'm James Hake.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. No biblical question yet. No biblical question. If you're busy and running around, taking your kids to public school or whatever to be traumatized, you could be listening to the show anywhere in the world. Land up at a beach. Whatever you're doing, you could be listening to the show. Overcoming fentanyl. Right now, at this very point, you're buying some fentanyl. You're selling fentanyl. Whatever. You can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday, the third hour of the show today. Every Monday is Female Monday.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Michelle, the rock of the Obama family.
Amazing. So I got to ask Nick, you never heard of Geritol?
What the heck is Geritol?
I said maybe Tyson didn't say his Geritol for his knees.
I remember you saying that. I forgot that you said that. What the heck is, I'm thinking it sounds a little black.
Like a Jerry, little black.
I'm thinking Jerry Curl, Jerry. Now I'm thinking like it's like a pill for your hair.
Have you heard of it, James?
I definitely have heard of it.
Have you?
I remember the commercials.
The Geritol?
I don't remember specifically or explicitly. I can't recite any of them, but I feel like I would know it if I heard it.
Geritol is like for energy for old people.
I looked it up.
Oh, you did it? What did it say?
It said, according to Wikipedia, Geritol, G-E-R-I-T-O-L, is a United States trademarked name for various dietary supplements,
yep,
past and present. A brand name for several vitamin complexes plus iron or multi-mineral products in both liquid form and tablets.
I remember when somebody, if they
has
like,
iron.
Right.
Yeah.
If somebody like a little too tired, a little too old, go ahead and take a bar of that Geritol.
Feel today, I sincerely hope so.
But I'd especially like to talk to you housewives and mothers and you really busy gals. That
sorry,
just
1954 commercial, I found something.
Sometimes as you go about your daily routine,
can't quite show it.
You get the feeling that you just don't have enough energy to finish out the day. Well, if you do feel that way, or anybody in your family anyway. Feels that way.
Yeah.
Well, I want to hear the
yeah, me too.
Geritol.
If we can.
Anybody in your family feels that way, don't just ignore it and wait for it to go away. It's a better idea to check with your doctor. Because remember, that weak, run-down condition may be due to undernourished blood. Doctors have a special name for it. They call it iron deficiency anemia. Oh. But we call it tired blood. And to feel stronger fast, I wish you'd give Geritol a try. This is the fast-acting, high-potency tonic that we've been telling you so much about that really begins
it's
to strengthen
iron-poor,
tired blood.
It's in this big glass bottle. Looks old.
The
commercial's
hours.
Text is like 1950s. Yeah. It's all black
it
and
looks
white.
Like, looks like cough medicine.
It's yeah. Okay for us to play it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was talking to the guys just now. They're doing the hate news. When we were growing up, we never had to go to doctors and things like that. Maybe once every blue moon, really, or not at all. Even the older people didn't have to go to the doctor because we didn't rely on the government or some doctor to tell us what to take, how to feel. And I remember taking Geritol, castor oil, turpentine, baking soda. Baking soda is good for everything. You put it in the refrigerator to keep it fresh. The refrigerator fresh, right?
True.
But the people rely on themselves. And so inwardly, God has already given us everything we know and how to take care of ourselves, how to raise our children and everything. But America has turned their lives over to the experts and to the doctors and to the lawyers and to the so-called leaders and the government, and now they lost all sense of how to take care of themselves.
Yeah, I think that's true. What a mess. Unfortunate.
And then once the doctor puts you on the pills, they'll never tell you you don't need them anymore.
No wonder healthcare prices are skyrocketing.
Yeah, because the doctor made buku money off these pills.
Because we keep paying.
And keep, because you're afraid not to pay it. That's it. When you don't take this pill, you're going to have a heart attack, right? And so you're afraid that if you don't take it, you have a heart attack. And then if you try to go to a doctor, what they call a natural doctor thing.
Yep.
They're expensive, too.
And you got to keep going.
And you got to keep going.
See
what
next,
a mess.
See you next week.
What a mess. So I want to quickly get a reaction from you two guys as to what do you think about this situation. I want to know, do you think this woman reacted in the right way? This is from the New York Post. A bride has spoken out after she went viral this week for sharing a clip of her walking into a nearly empty venue after her wedding reception. Watch this from TikTok.
It reads, POV, you planned the most beautiful entrance just to open the doors to an empty venue. Nobody showed up.
So this woman planned a wedding, and when they got over to the reception hall, nobody was there. This sounds like a setup to me.
This
sounds like something that was laid. I may be wrong. I don't know. I have no proof. But not one person showed up. Not even mama. Something wrong with this.
Something. Weird.
This is a thing to go on TikTok to get some attention. I believe. I may be wrong though. I may be totally wrong. Cause not one person showed up.
It got attention.
That's why they did this. I don't believe not one. You invite people to your reception,
to your wedding.
Wedding reception.
Yeah, yeah.
And not one person showed up. The bride says she has had no idea why guests didn't attend and has been reevaluating her relationships. Watch this from TikTok.
Hey guys. I just wanted to do a video and kind of answer some of the most common questions asked. To start out, my husband and I have been together for 9 years. We have been engaged for 4 years, due to the pandemic, we weren't able to have our wedding. So in January of this year, we announced our wedding date for October. So for the past 10 months, I have been blabbing about this all over my Facebook, including creating a Facebook event, inviting everyone I could, also sending out over 25 invitations to our elders and those who are not on social media to make sure they were included as well. As you guys have seen in the information, I had 40 RSVPs, and so that's what we planned for. We set up the venue for 40 people. My mom made enough food for 40 people. I checked in with everyone the week of, and at least 20 people had gotten back to me saying that they had an outfit and that they were coming. And the biggest question is why? And I don't know. If I could answer that, I would tell you. And no, I haven't really received a lot of messages explaining why people weren't there or giving me excuses. And I'm kind of thankful for that. For the most part, we've done a lot of deleting and reevaluating our lives and just spending a lot of time appreciating what we have and what we had.
I don't know. I don't know. I really, because it's like, why even post it? Well, I can see why, but it's
why is she going?
Her mom was there.
Her mother was there.
Her mom was there. Apparently, mom cooked a bunch of food for everybody. She said,
"Oh,
so her mom was
maybe
there.
She cooked but didn't show up."
I didn't see anyone in the room.
There wasn't a single person. I don't know. Not a single person. That many RSVPs. Unless I'm waiting for the twist that the location of this place is like. Oh, it's like a destination wedding in like the Bahamas. You know what I mean? And
what's
it's hard
a destination to get to. Wedding?
Oh, where you got to take a flight somewhere.
But
to
still,
show up.
Somebody would have shown up for that.
That sounds like a small wedding, though. Only 40 people supposed to show up.
Mm.
That's a small wedding already, as it is.
Marriage ain't going to go well.
When my nephew got married, his fiance, now wife, she had her wedding in a different country. And everybody like, no, don't do that. But still, somebody showed up.
Yeah, my sister did that too.
And then this woman go on. Why she had to go on TikTok?
She said
and
that
tell
she was
that?
Blabbing. Did she say she deleted? Meaning she deleted friends?
Her friends.
I think after she's been deleting.
Shameful.
Something wrong with this. Something wrong.
That was a vibe. Weird. It was nice, an empty area. I kind of like that type of thing.
Ain't
where
it's kind of
dead.
But
yeah,
you nice need to have. How much people enjoy the wedding is how well your marriage is going to go.
Do you believe this is set up for a TikTok moment instead of, or do you think this is real?
I have no idea.
Me either, but it's something fishy about
it. Something's fishy about it. No. Because it's like, how do you get 40 people saying, people are too weak to say yes to 40 people to say yes to a wedding. People are way too weak to not like show up out of feeling bad. At least one.
Yeah, true.
You know what I mean?
Like, people love to be seen and party at weddings.
Right.
We love that stuff.
Unless they heard that there's only going to be 40 people and they're like, ugh. Because normally a wedding, you want at least like a few hundred.
Derek telling me 5 people showed up. How do you know, Derek? He's reading the article, and the article says 5 people showed up.
See, I knew it was a woman exaggerating. Nobody showed up.
Even more than 5, too. I just think something's fishy about this. I could be wrong.
And why is the husband, because she's saying we are reevaluating and stuff. Why does her husband care like this?
Right.
Because husbands don't really normally care about the wedding.
He probably glad. You know what? That's good. Nobody show. Let her go
more
home.
Food. Save money.
Let eat and go home. TikTok users encouraged her to plan a redo, but the bride shared that her introverted husband is still angry, and noted she didn't even receive cards. Watch this from TikTok.
I'm still a little embarrassed and still moving through the stages of grief. And I appreciate everybody for wanting to offer a redo. I love that so much. My husband, though, is extremely introvert, and that scares the crap out of him. And we are both still dealing with anger of our own, him being the fact that a lot of his family is who didn't show as well. So, but like everyone has said that, you know, the people that were there and my little family are all we need. And, you know, I am happy that I have what I have. And I'm thankful that all of you got to see my entrance that I so desperately wanted people to see. We are very grateful to have each other and to have the small group that we have. But one thing that we did not get were cards. If my grandmother were alive, she would have sent us a card with wise words of wisdom or jokes or just tips for the future. And that was something that we didn't get.
No, I think this is real.
Why are you thinking real?
Because, well, now that she's saying to the people that did show up, now it's not as much of a ridiculous situation where not a single person showed up. No, it's just not enough people showed up for her. And it's like, I actually know of a lot of pathetic people like that where they care about the entrance. And it's like, and they really don't have all the friends they think they have.
Oh.
But apparently some people showed up. She's saying, oh, the people that did show up. So now it's not as ridiculous, unlikely situation in my mind.
Yeah, she had to postpone it for 4 years because of the China virus, I guess. The shutdowns, maybe. But then it's been plenty of years. There's been plenty of chances to get married. So maybe people are just tired of it.
I don't know. I just think maybe it's true, maybe not. I don't know. But something fishy about all this.
I remember one of my friends got married and then divorced and was going to remarry.
Yeah.
And by that point, I wasn't interested in going to the second wedding. I was in the first wedding. I'm like,
yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, you don't,
one wedding,
you don't get
enough.
Redos like that. What the
right.
Yeah.
Redos. One last message, soundbite for now, is that you guys heard that allegedly somebody was sending messages out to the blacks to get ready to go to the plantation. Remember that a couple weeks ago, at least?
I thought it was you.
Me sending them out?
Right, but then I found out it wasn't.
Oh, no. I am going to buy a plantation so I can take them to learn them how to teach them how to be work and independent. No wonder you thought of me. I did say that.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
that's my
I did
first
say
thought.
That. Yeah. And so the black was all pretending to be all upset and that somebody was sending messages out to the blacks said, oh, we're coming to get you. Meet us over here. We're going to take you back to the plantation, right? Well, according to this news story, they're doing the same thing with the Mexicans. And the LGBTQIA people. This is from KTLA. The FBI says that a new wave of offensive and racist texts is targeting Hispanics and LGBTQIA. What kind of people? That's a lot of people. LGBTQIA students saying they are being selected for deportation and re-education camps. Why is this from KTLA 5?
We have a climate of hate now. We have a climate of racial hate. It's not new. But I think it has intensified, unfortunately, since the election.
LA's Urban Policy Roundtable president not mincing words as he describes the current political climate that he believes is leading to hateful and offensive messages geared towards students of color.
Take the text seriously. And students and parents, when you receive racist texts, report them. Don't hide them.
He's talking about text messages like this received by Hispanic students at LAUSD informing them they would be deported. The FBI confirms that the offensive texts are being sent to members of the Latino and LGBTQ communities. The agency began investigating previous reports of dozens of messages being sent to black students following the presidential election. The racist text messages were about slaves and picking cotton. The source of the anonymous messages is unclear. A spokesperson for Donald Trump strongly denies any connection. Both Republican and Democratic lawmakers have spoken out against the hateful rhetoric. But there's growing concern that this type of communication can lead to violence at schools.
The LA Unified School District, the officials, top to bottom, have to continue to be vigilant, have to continue to take action. And that action is tight security, counseling, and be on guard.
For what?
Wow, they had like an Armageddon coming.
Be on guard, why? Like,
I don't know. This is such a non-issue. I'm so sick of this phony idea of racism and all this stuff. That's not even funny anymore.
Yeah.
Be on guard, why? Because the black students got a text and now they're going to be mad and on the edge. And now you don't want to mess with them.
Maybe. Like, that's the only possibility, really.
It's such a non-issue.
Somebody, they caught somebody or they called up somebody who was connected to this somehow, at the last one, and he said it was a prank, and then he hung up.
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing that. We played that.
Reportedly. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
And even if it was serious, who's going to take you to the plantation?
Or the re-education camp?
Right, that's just not happening.
And what it has to be a joke if it's real. It has to be a joke, because who's going to show up at a location to get deported and taken off to a re-education camp?
Like, really?
Like, they
now I have to show up?
Right. Then, like, put this message out. It's like, right.
Oh, did you get a text, too? Ah, damn. All right, well, let's go.
See you over there.
I got to call in sick, because I'm going to be gone away for a minute. And the people are overreacting as though they believe it's true. We got a weak society today.
And that was Earl Ofari Hutchinson.
I know. Yeah. Earl been out there for a while doing that mess.
Yeah.
Earl.
Different Earl.
Oh, different Earl. Earl. What a mess. We have our society so weak, it's not even funny. Joel, come in for a minute, real fast. I want to ask Joel a question. We have a weak men and women society today. You can't even let your 10-year-old go down the road to town on the bike or walking. What a mess. I want my country back, but it's not coming back. Julia, yesterday I mentioned in the fellowship to let your morality go. No, I said that. People with morals are weak.
Something like that.
Right. People with morality are weak.
Yes.
And you say?
Well, when you said it, I wanted you to break it down and explain it to people, because it could be easily misconstrued as the pastor going crazy, right?
Why is that?
Because it sounds like you're saying morality, which represents God, is bad.
Oh, it is.
But that's how it comes off, right? But I understood what you meant, because, like I said a while ago, I think like six, seven, early on in this year, you said drop all your morals and values.
Right. I said, if you want moral values, drop them.
Drop them, yeah. And when you said that, it was clear to me then, and it's helped me a lot, because there's a false expectation that we have in our mind about our morals, and we try to live by them, but they're just rules. They're not of the heart.
And nobody keeps the rules.
And nobody keeps the rules. So what you're saying is that you drop the morals and the values of the head, and you follow them in the heart.
Drop all the morals and values you've been taught. They were just ideas. They don't work. They don't work anyway.
Yeah.
They don't work. And why are you holding on to something that does not work?
Yeah.
What did you think when I said people with moralities are weak? With morals are weak.
It was like a shocking statement. But I kind of knew what you were getting at, because of all the phoniness of the so-called Christians and Bible thumpers and all the different thumpers around the world.
Allahu Akbar peoples, Jewish people, mm-hmm. Mormon people, everybody with the morals are weak.
It's a fact.
But it's obvious, because they're saying, I want this or that moral. I need to work on this or that moral. You need to have this. They're seeking something they don't have.
Right.
And they try to control other people with it.
They judge other people with it.
It reminded me of you know how the liberals have their own false set of morals?
Oh, God.
And they force, like, tolerance and all kinds of dumb stuff
Down
the throats of the people.
by way of censorship and everything.
Yeah.
That's evil. That's weakness. And it's the same thing that everybody does with the right-wingers, too.
But you're not saying morals itself are bad, because that's how it's being, and that's how it sounds like we're all saying. Don't follow them more. That's not what you're saying, though. You're saying that...
Wait, what are you saying?
The intellectualized morals that were... These rules that we're following, the things that we're taught, is wrong. But true morals and values come from the heart, and you live by them once you overcome.
But there's not one person on earth know what that
right.
is.
Right, but that's what I'm saying is, like, that's what you mean. But that's what I was saying, explaining in church, because people are going to interpret it as morals and values.
Yeah, I want you to drop your morals and values. what do you think when I said that yesterday?
Oh, I thought it made... I was like, that makes sense, because you have to be a weak person without morals when you say you want or have them.
Yeah.
Or when you go around talking about morals, it's because you don't have them.
Absolutely.
When you go around.
No, I understand what you mean.
Yeah, fully. That makes total sense. And everyone always, it made me think about how everyone has a wrong idea of strength. They'll look at like an angry or they'll think strength is like brutality or being evil or being cunning, but they just have, it's just the wrong view of strength itself. Like, a strong person wouldn't need such words like to work on morality. Yeah. It's like already there.
Yes. I already knew, that's what I said, drop your morals like a month or so ago, right? And then I read this book from the 1800s, and he said in that book, people, with morals are weak people, and they're enslaved by their morality. And I'm like, that is so deep and so true.
Even the Bible says stuff like that. The Bible talks about the law enslaved people to breaking the law.
Absolutely. But you can't see that unless you're working on yourself. You can't really see what's going on out there unless you're working on yourself in here. Then you can see what's really going on.
Yeah. It's set up. It's really set up to teach these things. I think we talked about it on Punchy a couple of weeks ago or last week, is that Derek asked, what would you do if your son got hit in the face? Like, what would you do? Would you teach him to fight back, or would you? What would you tell him to do? And we were all going around saying that we would do this or this and that. But James made a good point, is that you probably shouldn't teach him anything. And the moment will teach you what to do.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I remember I had a fight one time in high school. The whole time I went to school, one fight. And my grandmother would say, did you defend yourself? Yeah, I did. Because if I didn't, you gonna whoop me. Don't come home crying to me. You know what I'm saying? She didn't tell me what to do. She just tell me, I better not come home crying to her about it. So it's best not to tell them and let them let them learn the real way.
Exactly.
So did you drop your morals?
Oh, yeah. When you said that the first time, it was clear to me. And it helped me to be, and that's why I talk about my show, too, just to be free and not judge yourself for these things. You can't control them anyway.
Amazing.
Oh, he dropped his morals. You see how much he's going skating?
See?
I know.
See?
Nah, since you set me up for that. I don't even know how much you
do. Do you still love grace and mercy?
Still love grace and mercy.
Do you skate gracefully?
And mercifully.
Now it sounded gay.
He skates with grace. No homo.
Oh, man.
No, they're basketball players. No homo. When I come back, your phone calls, folks. I want you guys to... The treasure chest is now open on D-Line. I want you guys to comment on that comment. I never heard it before. Right after this break, folks, and then your phone calls. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't wanna be angry. You wanna speak up, you wanna disagree with what's going on, it's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear, you won't have doubt, you won't have worries, you'll be able to see, but you gotta stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. I did a treasure chest, right? Okay. Announcements. The Hake Report is coming up right after this show at the top of this hour. He's on fire. Hake. James Hake. H-A-K-E. From 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. All in the name. It's in the blood. Joel Friday TV. And at 2 p.m., a brand new episode of the Punchy TV. Watch this.
We have a special guest today. Mr. Anthony Morris.
Son.
He is in the building. Oh, shoot. Anthony Morris, son.
What's up? What's up?
In the building. What's going on, Anthony?
It's pronounced Morrison.
Yes.
Oh, crap. The abortion topic.
It used to be pro-life. Now they call it anti-abortion.
It's so evil, I can barely listen to it. I had to watch myself as I'm sitting here listening to it because it's so evil.
For one, I didn't know it was that gruesome.
That's so explicit. Yeah. Are you going to cut some of that out for YouTube?
Doctors are quite descriptive. You know what I mean? In the first trimester, the fetus is going to look like this.
When you went to the abortion clinic, is that what they told you?
No. I'm just judging. It's a woman's right.
Amazing. That's today at 2 p.m. Punchy TV on YouTube and Punchy.TV. And then at 4 p.m., The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. Natural energy given to him by God. And ladies, we're having the ladies forum this Thursday night. We have two more to do this year. They are going out with a bang. Bang! So you don't want to miss it, ladies. This Thursday, it's the third Thursday of the month, believe it or not. So come on down, ladies. We're going to have a good time. One quick thing I wanted to ask you guys about, and my producer gave me this. I did not understand it at first, but now I do. It said from the New York Times, apparently this NBA player got in a little trouble. This is from New York Post. The NBA fined Hornet star LaMelo Ball, $100,000 after he made an anti-gay comment during an interview following Charlotte's 115 to 114 upset win over the struggling Bucks at home Saturday. Watch this from the New York Post.
What did you see right here when Giannis took that shot and everyone was underneath the basket for that rebound?
You said that last play when he took the shot? Yeah, we loaded up. No, I'm up. That's what we wanted. Put the hand up and then live with the results.
Play that again.
Well, you can't say
we
no.
Missed it.
You almost missed it. You missed. If y'all had told me, I would have missed it.
You can't say no homo no more? How are they going to know?
What did you see right here when Giannis took that shot and everyone was underneath the basket for that rebound?
You said that last play when he took the shot? Yeah, we loaded up. No, but that's what we wanted. Put the hand up and then live with the results.
My question is, what did he say that was that?
He said we loaded up.
But what is loaded up?
I have no idea.
Bro.
I'm missing it.
Think about it.
Say no homo after that, bro. Come on. What the?
No homo. And what is that all about?
I think I could be wrong about this.
Cordero explained it to me, but I forgot.
Okay, so you say that in order to let people know that you're not like that.
But when they had to
especially
do
blacks,
the game,
because
they're going up with the ball.
When you use an expression like "we loaded up," somebody could get into their mind and interpret it in a way to make you look like you're something. You're funny.
Why are you playing ball?
Yes.
But I think
it's very important to do it in all situations, even when contextually it's clear that it's not anything homosexual. It's obvious. You must say no homo no matter
what.
Is
that a new thing?
It's just the rules, Jesse.
You're just talking.
The basketball thing, yeah, you never said that during that. Because those interviews are supposed to be like professional kind of for the most part. But what I think was happening is that like there's been viral videos that have been going around of like them making fun of basketball players who say stuff.
Right.
And they don't say no homo or anything. And it sounds like homosexual or feminine. So they like go crazy and make memes out of these basketball, make fun of them. So I think what he's doing is attempting to save himself from those memes.
Oh, really? Derek said loading up equals fertilization. What does that mean?
He just said it in a nice way. I don't know what farming has to do.
I don't know what agriculture has to do with basketball here. I'm a little confused, Derek. But anyways.
Oh, man, what a mess.
So he was fined $100,000 for that?
$100,000. He said something that the average person would have missed.
And
I would have missed that had I been at the game or even watched it. He said it so fast and kind of out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I would have gotten it. He'd been fined $100,000.
You have to have, like, sharp ears and you have to want to be mad.
I'm telling you.
That's so evil.
And who get the money?
How is that anti-gay? That's just non-gay.
Oh, so they fined him because it was a slur?
Because he said
it. I think
it.
So. They called it anti-gay, right?
They said right here.
Why are you so afraid of sounding
homo?
Oh,
that's crazy.
Huh?
He was fined $100,000 after he made an anti-gay comment.
Oh, man, I didn't know it was because of that.
Yep.
Wow, that's insane.
What was the rule?
I thought
rule
it was just because he was being improper for
made an offensive and derogatory comment. The NBA released a statement with their fine Sunday saying Ball made an offensive and derogatory comment post-game.
These people are mafiosi.
Who getting the money?
That's a good question.
That's
a great question.
The NBA.
Oprah? Are they going to give it to Oprah? They may get it to Camilla so she can pay off the debt.
She needs some help.
I heard that he's just 23 years old.
Yeah.
That is so wrong.
And I hear he apologized for saying it, too.
I didn't know
right
that.
There.
Wow.
He said that's so wrong.
You got that from NBC? I mean, New York Post? He said he didn't mean to say it. He should have said it mighty easy.
I know.
It just flowed out.
Yeah, it didn't look like a slip of a tongue.
That's
amazing.
Crazy.
So if I'm boxing, I'm in a boxing match, and I'm now being interviewed, and I say, I packed them up. Now I have to let that comment go, and I can't say no homo. I just have to let it go.
You just got
to
bite your tongue, Nick.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
And let that play in my mind every night
that I didn't say no homo
to that.
Right.
Now everybody is now going to think that you're homo. Whew. So
I got to go. Hey, Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
The younger blacks say pause now, right?
Hey, yo.
What that mean?
You can't say that.
It means the same thing as no homo.
Slur. Can't say pause.
Pause now means... How they coming up with these things?
I don't know. They're creative, stylish with their communication.
Amazing. Let me go to the busy. Let me go back to Jay and see if his phone is working. Jay, your first time call out of Texas. Let's try it again, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that's nice better. Go ahead. Jesse. All is well, buddy.
Hey, man, I had a question about, like, you know how the blacks want reparations?
Yes.
Yeah, and I was wondering if they think the same thing about the Jews. Like, should the Jews get their reparations for the Holocaust?
Should they get it from Germany or America?
For me?
No, are you saying that they should Germany give them reparation or America give them reparation?
No, exactly. Like, should the Germans give the Jews reparations for what they did to them?
Personally, I don't think the blacks should get it, nor the Jews, because you can't. You can't pay somebody for something that has happened like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you. Nobody went through that.
So apparently,
I'm with you on everything.
Apparently, Germany, according to what I'm being told, Germany has paid over $80 billion in reparation to the Jews.
Oh, and we haven't got nothing? That's crazy.
We didn't even get our 10 acre and a mule. 40 acres and a mule.
And then I started doing my research on how long slavery's been here in the United States, and it's only been 89 years.
Yeah,
that's what I came up with.
Yeah, they made a big lie out of the slavery thing in order to get money and power for themselves. They're really just using this to keep the blacks angry for personal gain. That's why I tell the blacks they need to take back. They need to take back their own lives and stop letting people control them. Thank you, Jay.
Yes,
I appreciate you, buddy. Call me again.
Yes, sir.
All right. You stop begging, blacks, and the Jews. Get out there and just start doing it for yourself. According to AP, in 2024 alone, in 2024 alone, Germany paid $4 billion.
$1.4 billion.
$1.4 billion in reparations to Jewish Holocaust survivor. That's a lot of money. No wonder Jews are rich.
No, because you have to spend it wisely.
The Jews know how to do that, right?
Yeah. Or invest it or save it or whatever.
Do they still get it or no?
They're still getting it. Some of the survivors are still getting it. I've heard that before.
They're still getting
it? They're still getting reparations for
that. But that's survivors themselves who are alive.
Yeah, not like all Jews.
Hopefully not their descendants.
Amazing. Let me go quickly to Glenn out of Texas. 888-77-JESSE. Glenn, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, man of God?
All is well, Glenn. Thanks for calling.
I wanted to bring you a little bit of insight on the Tyson contract for that fight. I don't know if you guys have that knowledge yet or what was done. But here's some of the things.
You have inside information?
On the contract.
And
that was signed.
So you seen the contract?
Yep, I'm looking at it right now.
And where did you get it from?
That I cannot expose.
Oh, okay.
That's the kind of stuff I cannot tell you because I can get in trouble for
that
it.
That makes sense.
Okay, Jake Paul. This is what it says. Jake Paul in the first round, if he was knocked out, Mike Tyson would not get paid. Mike Tyson had to last till the fourth round to make any money. He had to last the whole 8 rounds to get the $20 million. Jake Paul chose the judges in case they went to a decision. So it was literally just like a payday, right? And there's certain punches that Mike Tyson could not throw. He could not throw an uppercut or punches to the sides of his body of Jake Paul. So that just lets you know how fixed it was. I mean, I'm glad Mike Tyson made his 20 mil. I give him mad credit for being 58 years old and be able to go through 8 rounds, even though they were just 2 minutes. But that just lets you know. I mean, they're not sanctioned fights with Jake Paul. People got to realize that. It's just a show. So it's just, you know, entertainment.
Well,
especially to be on Netflix, right?
Yeah. I heard that so many of the people watching Netflix that it blew up. Something like that, right?
Yeah, it was loading. It definitely did.
was loaded. It was crashing the site.
Amazing. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, what you just said, but I'm glad Mike got his money, and now he can go home and sit down. Thank you, man. You're on a speakerphone, so it's not really coming across weird. Super chat. Thank you.
Super chat.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Thank you, Piotr. Thank you, Luke. He said, question about the fellowship regarding politeness and pleasantries in church yesterday. Is it better to be fake and say thank you to function in society, or should we live in the truth and not be fake in that way and have people turn on you?
But when you, now the truth only comes from God. We don't have a truth. And so when you're being, when you're not being guided by the truth, you are fake. And you're not really getting along with society at all. And the people you're being fake have already turned against you, and you've turned against them. That's why you're being fake. Why not overcome the fake nature and live in the truth and not and just be you? That's all you have to do. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Luke.
Yeah.
Soul Conscious, 5 coffees. Jesse, church was incredible, but I have female Monday questions. Why did 93% of black females voted for Kamala Harris? Are they not working self at all?
They hate men. They hate men. That's why. That's why they didn't vote for Donald Trump. The spirit in them are jealous of the spirit in the man. So that's why they hate men. Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin says, Jesse, if it's not staged, if it wasn't staged, Mike Tyson failed to adapt to the limit of his aged body through learning optimal footwork for his current limit in ability. Trainers failed to square him up, just yes-manned him into failure instead of guiding in truth.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin.
Amazing.
Insightful. Christopher donated a Cash App. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Christopher.
No message.
Yeah.
Adler says, don't have any opinion about other people's food. Ding. Light bulb emoji.
I know. We were talking about that yesterday in fellowship. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Drop all of your ideas and your opinions. Really. Drop them all. Why don't you just live a life without ideas and opinion? You will be free. Give it a try. Amazing. Thank you.
Dustin Cross 006 says, the only reason I even have Rumble is to listen to Jesse.
You got to know how to rumble. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse and crew. Just checking in to say hi and hope all is well. Also, excellent church service yesterday. I went to Starbucks afterwards, and the barista handed me my coffee. I looked him dead in the eye, took my coffee, didn't say thank you, and walked out.
Nice. Nice.
Tough.
Because you should not say thank you under pressure. If you want to say thank you, it should be freely. You see this in and just say it, but not under any kind of guilt or pressure at all, or right or wrong kind of thing. Amazing. Thank you.
Sion, 3 coffees. Jesse, good morning.
Good morning, Sion.
And Hake may be right, LOL. It's the pot contributed to it and his leg injury. Talking about Tyson. And his opponent is a heavier guy throwing punches from a distance. I wanted Mike to put him in a stretcher. Laughing face emoji with tears. I don't like that guy. The young generation seemed to like him. He's a YouTuber turned boxer. Seemed like Mike really went downhill after his coach and father figure died. Oh, yeah, Cus de Mato, something like that. Good to see he's mellow now, even smoking pot and raising pigeons, LOL. You remember he used to be so angry? He's been through a lot. He's not calculating businessman like Mayweather, that Paul guy. I like him. He's loyal to President Trump. It's my birthday.
Is Mike Tyson's birthday?
No, it's Sion's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Sion. It's Derek's birthday today, too, my producer birthday. Happy birthday all the way over in Africa.
Wow, same age.
Yeah. Same age as who?
Derek.
Who?
Sion.
She said her age?
No.
Oh.
Just his birthday.
Oh.
Oh, maybe the same birthday. No more thoughts about a coffee.
Thank you, Sion. Happy Sion. Birthday.
Jesse, why does it seem like it's harder to stay present? By the way, Jake Paul is also a Trump supporter, in addition to Mike Tyson.
Right on.
Yeah.
No more thoughts about our coffee. Jesse, why does it seem harder to stay present on silent prayer? Sometimes I feel like I'm just thinking while sitting. I notice I'm in thoughts. I remember something from your video of ourselves. We know nothing, or I don't know what to pray for, then fall back into thoughts. Then notice I was in thoughts again, then maybe relax my muscles if I was tense. Feels like drowning backwards. Sometimes I feel like I am real. Am I really present when I'm praying? This is No More Thoughts.
I don't know. Call me No More Thoughts. I will have to ask you follow-up questions with that. 888-77-JESSE. Give me a call with that if you can, or make it clear and a pithy way, too.
Oh, true. It sounds like he's on the right track, but for being called No More Thoughts, he sure has a lot of thoughts, or she.
If you are seeing that you have the thoughts, then you're not in the thoughts. You only are in the thoughts when you don't see that you have thoughts. That you're not seeing them, all right? I wish you well. Thank you. Stay with it.
Tony bought a coffee. You can't improve upon a perfect soul. The flesh is weak. Darkness to dim the glow. Tony.
Amazing. Thank you.
Joel's Beta Adventure donated a diamond. My wife gets 100 a week and pizza Fridays.
Nice.
Ever since you said you ain't nothing wrong with paying your wife and clean and cook for you.
Based. You live that down.
Well, Beta.
Based.
Beta.
Cactus Eater Bear, I was mowing lawns at 10 all over town. What the?
Yeah. It's too much government involved in your lives, folks. Take back your lives from the government and live it yourself. Amazing. Thank you.
Stan 69, at 10 years old, I was fighting off the blacks.
I bet you were.
Charles.
Amazing. I remember I went to Edison High School for 1 year, and they got the first black mayor in the city. All hell broke out. The blacks went insane. They started attacking white people everywhere. I'm like, let me get out of here. I'm going back to Alabama. I had never seen this kind of violence before. Amazing. Thank you.
Charles, hey, Jesse, you should have told Mike Tyson that smoking pot and boxing do not mix. It slows you down. You need all your quick reflexes when in that ring.
I remember when I was a guest on Mike Tyson's show. He was smoking so much pot. They had like this box of pot already why not? And as soon as he finished one, they would walk over and give him another. And the room,
jeez.
And the room got full with just smoking everywhere, and I got high.
You had to have.
I felt myself. The reason I knew I was high, I got hungry.
And that's not a pleasant smell.
You and you asked me to and you asked me to drive.
Oh, Nick
you
was there too. Nick was high too.
Nick was there too. I remember that now. It was high as a kite. I was.
Nick LaBoy bought a Rumble rant. Morning. Nanny America is spot on. When I was 10, I started my own mowing service, and some of my customers were in nearby towns and would go there on my own. What a mess.
Yeah. This is why we need men back to guide their wives and children in the right way to go. Because this is ridiculous, man.
Yeah.
This lady got in trouble with a 10-year-old boy.
She got arrested. That's crazy.
According to the story. Amazing. Thank you.
Peace and blessings, Five Coffees. Folks should consider that forgiveness is for you and it is the first step to healing from the trauma imposed on you by the persons you forgave.
Absolutely.
Healing is a process and often works faster if one disengages from the persons, if possible.
Well, once you see that you're wrong for being angry and forgive, can't no one stop it because you're now back in the hands of truth and you'll be fine. Thank you.
Benny Hill, if Jesse was performing the nuptials, that wedding would have been standing room only. Amazing.
That's right. Amazing.
Engban Art bought a coffee. Does Satan have a will of his own?
Does Satan have a will?
Yeah.
When he decided he wanted to be a god, that's for sure. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to the top contributors, Aries 1, Stan 69, Cactus Eater Bear, Joel's Beta Adventure, Games for Rec, and the rest of the supporters over on the D-Live crew. And thank you guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Wow, we made it. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you all very, very much. I appreciate it. The Hake Report is coming up now. The Hake, H-A-K-E report from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then Joy on Friday. You have a guest today?
No, Wednesday and Friday I have guests.
Oh, Good Friday TV at 11 a.m. right after the Hate Report, and then at 2 p.m. Punchy TV, Punchy.tv, Punchy TV there on YouTube and Punchy.tv, and at 4 p.m. the American Anchor Baby. And remember, ladies, the ladies' forum this Thursday night, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Charles out of L.A., Adams out of Canada, Joe, a first-time call out of Michigan, and Gray out of Florida. I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Country and Western Tuesday. Don't forget to go and donate. End of the year donation and all that kind of stuff at rebuildingtheman.com/donate or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. If you've been helped, I shouldn't even have to remind you. You've been helped. Give back so we can continue to help others, all right? Thank you all, and I'll be back tomorrow. If the Lord is willing, do the silent prayer. Forgive your mama and your daddy. Your mama! And stay on that straight and narrow path no matter what. All right, stay there. Have a good day. Amazing calls. Thank you all. Take care. I had to get on the track one time. Joe out Friday here. Look, stand up. Stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show him who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You only stand in the loop. You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, They overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.